goes through the crucible unscathed. We passed victorious, our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. Shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this very planet. Once again, it is my pleasure and delight to welcome each and every one of you to Radio Biafra live transmission, our PM edition on this very day, the 24th day of October in the year of our Lord 2014. With the time standing at approximately 7:04 PM in my beloved country, the sceptred land, the holy land of Biafra, the same time here in the United Kingdom, and the same number of minutes and seconds past the top of the hour, wherever you are on the face of the planet, those of you on the eastern seaboard of the United States of America, it is your 1 p.m. for some of you, especially those in New York. It is past 2 p.m. for those of you in Los Angeles. It is past 11 a.m. in the morning, if I'm not mistaken. The same way it is right around the world, across the entire 24 time zones. Wherever you have Biafrans, there are people congregating around their listening device. There are those of you listening via satellite in Africa and in South America, some parts of Middle East as well, via a whole host of bodies circulating this very planet, because we are on that very platform. Radio Biafra, therefore, is a satellite broadcaster. We are also online. Our main website, where all of this started, from where we have grown exponentially, from where we have attracted millions of listeners all over the world, from where the ceaseless propagation of this very unadulterated gospel that will restore the kingdom of God upon the face of this very earth is being preached from. We are Radio Biafra, and our main website remains www.radiobiafra.co, from whence a lot of people, very many people, have joined us this very fine evening. Also, we are on tunein.com. If you go to www.tunein.com, we are there. Search for Radio Biafra. You will see us. You will be able to listen to us. You will be able to participate as well. The same thing applies to everyone, even those of them that have come to join us via radioforest.net. Those of you that came via www.biafrarestoration.com. Those of you that also came via biafravoice.com, those that came via ipob.org, those of you via peopleofbiafra.org, and also the indigenous people of biafra.org, however you have elected or chosen to listen to us, including those that have downloaded our free Radio Biafra app via a whole host of platforms, we must welcome each and every one of you, irrespective of where you are, what you're doing, where you are domiciled, irrespective of what you may have been through. It is good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to each and everyone. As we say so to you, also remember to invite your friends as well, because we are here on this very chosen platform that Chukwu Abiama has decreed that his one and only gospel will be preached from. That is why we do not retreat and we do not surrender. That is why our badge of honor, our incorruptibility, is there for all to see. That is why we remain, as always, whiter than white and whiter than snow itself. Because our conduct, irrespective of where we are in relation to our country, is scrupulously tidy, incorruptible. That is who we are. And that is exactly how we are going to maintain it until Biafra comes and beyond. That is why our blessing continues to grow. That is why many more people wish us to have this very gospel preached in front of them. And come next month, oh dear Lord God, have mercy, we will be in Japan. We will be in Tokyo. We will be in Osaka. Everywhere we have our people in that very beautiful country, this same gospel will be preached. I will return to China, where this gospel will be preached. I will be in Hong Kong. I will be everywhere else I am required to ensure the ceaseless, I said ceaseless propagation, because we are relentless. We show people the meaning of the word relentless. Here we do not stop. We do not mind any obstacle you come in front of us. Oh, dear Lord, you will be pitifully dismissed as if you don't exist. And we continue, because our march is to go and restore the very promise that the Almighty Chukwu Abiama made to our forebears. Only but if we can return to him the same way that he intended, every of our blessing that we have missed will be returned to us. Because only him is God. Only him is Chukwu Abiama. That is why we are here. And that is why every glory and every honor, every prayer, every adoration, every bended knee, every atonement that we went through, all that we are today, all that we were in the past, everything we are likely to become in the future, everything as a package we offer up to Chukwu Abiama in absolute submission. Because only his name, only Chukwu Abiama, is worthy of praise. The same way he commanded us in Exodus 20. That we must have no other God beside him. That is where we have gone back to. That is everything that we are doing. We recognize that Chukwu Abiama is God. And for that reason, this very holy land will come in our lifetime. Under our watch, there will be Biafra. Because his love abideth forever. Because he is ever merciful. Instead of his words not to come to pass, heaven and earth will cease to exist. Because only him is God. Only him is Chukwu Abiama. That's why we are here. If you doubt us, try and see. Our march is relentless. It means, in simple terms, we don't stop. No matter what it is, we continue to march forward. We continue to grow. People are hungry and thirsty for this gospel. You don't understand how many countries want me to come and preach this very gospel where they are. Because people hunger for the truth. And in as much as everything we do here, we anchor it upon the truth. Do you know, it's quite strange. Nobody has ever called Radio Biafra before to say we have lied about something. Isn't that amazing? Is that not amazing? That goes to show that we do not lie. Any question you ask us, we answer. If we ask you, are you going to be able to answer? We are whiter than white and whiter than snow. No amount of greed, no amount of envy, no amount of jealousy, no amount of satanic possession will alter that very irrefutable fact. That this is Radio Biafra. Not two, not three, only one. one single entity that decided upon the anointing of the Almighty himself to take this very gospel to the ends of the earth. Wherever you have my children, this very gospel will be preached. But because we live in the modern era, we cannot travel to every country of the world. Because of that, we have chosen a means of mass dissemination of information in order to ensure that this work, this holy grail handed down to us from heaven itself, that the children of this same God who never fails will be in receipt of this very fine message. That is our mission. That is our job. And as long as we do so without fear before anything born of woman, or man for that matter, as long as we continue the ceaseless propagation, speaking the truth always, regardless of the consequences, regardless of the implications, as long as we abide by that very truth, as long as we look upon those who cannot help themselves and help them, as long as we recognize that Chukwu Abiama is God bar none, as long as we continue knowing fully well that we have done no wrong, there is no way that Biafra will not come, because this Biafra coming represents the manifestation of the presence of the Most High God himself. All the entire heavenly bodies being here on this very earth, the only place they can manifest such magnificence and holiness is in the land of Biafra. That is where we are here. Therefore, Biafra is more than a country. It is more than the pursuit of political and economic liberation. Dear heaven, this coming of Biafra is the only way we can get very close to the Almighty that made the heavens and the earth. That is why it is a divine mission upon which everybody of pure heart, man, woman, and child must submit themselves in completeness, not removing anything at all. Because when you are before Biafra, you are in the presence of holiness, a type never before witnessed by mankind. That is why we must remain resolute. Our indefatigability must be there for all to see. Our formidability, a testament to the very fact that we don't intend to stop until Biafra comes. Our togetherness as one family, indigenous people of Biafra worldwide, is chewing all manner of nonsensical innuendo and gossip, ensuring that we remain focused on the big prize itself, the big prize that is the liberation of Biafra. With all of that, there is no way that his kingdom will not come. I did not make that prayer. Yeshua did. Jesus Christ made the prayer. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. As everybody will know, that very kingdom is Biafra. And this is the platform that propagates the coming of that messianic entity. Therefore, wherever you are, we must welcome you. We must ask you to tell other people. We must also remind you that we are live to the whole world. Therefore, if you call us, we will be able to take your call. Sometimes our programs are subject to repeat, but the only way you know is by the repetition of the time that in which we give you. Because right now the time is exactly 7:15 p.m. in my country, my homeland, that very place that Chukwu Abiama will come to first, were he to come down to this very earth. That land is called Biafra. The time there is 7:15 p.m. in the evening, the same time here in London, the same number of minutes past the top of the hour, irrespective of where you find yourself this very minute, this very moment, this very second. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live and direct, our PM edition of our program of the 24th day of October in the year of our Lord 2014. Wherever you are, you must get your pen and paper, because this is the finest university you can ever go to. There is no other place on earth where you will be educated to this very level free of charge, apart from those, of course, that support the work which we are doing, because it is not free. Radio Biafra must pay funds, and Radio Biafra must pay everybody who ensures that if you are in Chile right now, you're listening to Radio Biafra, if you're in Argentina, if you are in Canada, in USA, in Mexico, it doesn't come free. Please, if you think it is easy and very free, ask BBC, Hausa Service, how much does it cost you to commission your programs every year? What is the budget of BBC Hausa Service? I did not say BBC Africa Service. I said Hausa Service alone. You would then understand how expensive it is to run a mass media of this very nature. If it were to be free and cheap, every idiot, every Dick, Tom, and Harry will be able to do it. But Chukwu Abiam has given us the grace, the fortitude, the understanding, the foresight, and the vision to undertake this very noble mission. And for that reason and reason alone, he has sent people that will support our very endeavor. They are Biafrans in their respective countries. Together, we are the indigenous people of Biafra and all over the world by way of their assistance coming to us every month. For those of them who believe, we are able to do what we are doing. We are formidable, unstoppable. Nothing can stop us because we are preaching the gospel of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiam, that his children may be set free. We welcome you. As soon as the barrister himself is able to join me, I shall gladly bring him to you. The same thing goes for any principal officer of state wishing to join us this very evening. This is Radio Biafra, your platform, your radio station, reaching out to the whole world. I'm Nnamdi Kanu, the leader of this very movement, the commander of every force that the genuine people of Biafra can muster, and by that very same vein, of course, the director of Radio Biafra. It is my unique honor and privilege. It is my joy and happiness to welcome each and every one of you, because here the gospel of truth will be preached. Ask me a question, I will answer you. Any type of question. That is to show you that I am whiter than white and whiter than snow. The devil will try. The history of the scriptures and everything that men and women have come to serve the Almighty God is replete with stories about the very work that the entity of darkness, the underworld, the abode of Lucifer will do to try to stop the work of the Most High God. But it is impossible. Nobody can stop us. Nobody. I said that man did not ask us to come. Chukwu Abiam determined that we must come. Not man. Who is man? We came by the same spirit from the Most High God that led to every spiritual accomplishment on the face of the earth. The same thing is being wrought in our lives. And the clearest way you can understand that is by the truthfulness of our gospel, our total submission to his will, the application of righteousness in all that we do to ensure that this same Biafra comes in truth and honesty. Because we are the children of the light. Light. That's the meaning of it. There is no other place apart from football clubs in England. There is no place called light. They have stadium of light. It's understandable. But you are not the children of the light. You cannot be. You can never be. There is no place in the world outside the confines of Biafra land answering in him, which means light. You call it here. These days it's not here. It is in here. The light. The children of the Most High God. The salt of this very earth. That is who we are, Biafrans. Without us, humanity doesn't exist. We may be in Africa, but that is inconsequential. It doesn't matter. We are there for a purpose. That is why Africa can never develop. No black race in the world can be free, because Biafra is not free. It's as simple as that. Set Biafra free, and then you will see the glory of God begin to manifest in our lives. As simple as that. Biafra is shackled. Every black thing up to Obama, everything black originating from Africa will be in darkness. You set Biafra land free, and then you will see what will happen. You cannot be subjugating the children of God himself, his own children, and you expect to be free. That is impossible. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. Our lines once again, when we open it, remains +44208-133-9976. I repeat, +44208-133-9976. We have another line as well. It's our main studio line here in London, United Kingdom, which is +44 or 0044, depending on your preference, 78313-08376. I repeat, 0044 or +44 78313-08376. We are on Skype as well. We are on Tango. We are on Viber. If you're coming to us via Skype, it remains Radio Biafra, all one word. Radio Biafra, that is our Skype ID, or Radio Biafra 1, whichever one you prefer or you choose. You try and add us to your Skype contact list. We are not duty bound to accept you, but if you call us, we will be able to receive your call and answer it in good faith. Your views and your opinions will be put across, and the entire world will be able to hear you, including the President of the USA, Barack Obama himself. Because everybody listens to Radio Biafra. They deny it and they lie about it. But here, we know they listen because we can track them from our website. We know where you are all over the world. We have privileged information. We know where people click on and log on to Radio Biafra website. We know where you are downloading our app from because we know that the spread of this very gospel is limitless. Everywhere you have Biafrans, all the way from Mauritius to Malta, all the way from Madagascar to Malaysia, everywhere, all the capitals of the world, men are huddled together listening to Radio Biafra because our mission is noble. We have come that the name of the Almighty Chukwu Abiama may be praised forever because only him is worthy of praise. This is Radio Biafra. As I said, I'm trying to get the barrister to come. He just tried to join us now, and it wasn't possible. I will therefore proceed to once again remind you that this is Radio Biafra. Please get your pen and paper ready, whatever you are doing, that this is your platform, your radio station, which you pay for. You ask for Radio Biafra to be on air 24/7, and that is exactly what we are doing. Radio Biafra is the only institution binding everybody together. We are the only people to be live. We are the only people spreading this very gospel. We are the only ones actively going out to evangelize and to campaign for Biafra. In other words, we are the only people championing the freedom of our country. Others serve dark forces, dark entities. Other people are serving the zoo. By one means or the other, they are bound to fail. They are bound to be crushed in the weight of their sins because darkness can never prevail over light. And we are the children of the light, which means we always prevail. This is Radio Biafra. And I am joined, and rightfully so, by the very eminent barrister himself, an attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, a very great man, a very kind man, and a good man at that. I welcome him, and I will leave it up to him to also acknowledge the very wonderful, the very effervescent, relentless presence of all Biafrans all over the world, answering to Biafrans where they are, but collectively as one indomitable family, the indigenous people of Biafra. Please, Barrister, go ahead.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. This is PM Edition. We always bring unfailingly to you on a daily basis, twice a day, morning and evening. We call upon you wherever you are to listen to the broadcast. Bring your ideas, your opinions, whatever you think, whatever you can bring on the table, so as to ensuring the restoration of Biafra. We call upon all of you. We rely on all of you. We thank you for all the financial support you give us from East, West, North, or South. Wherever you are listening to, with your devices, we acknowledge you, we thank you, we salute you, we embrace you. We ask all of you to be united for the restoration of Biafra. We thank you every day, each time we come on air. We don't fail to acknowledge you because, of course, our people says, once you are praised for the ones you've done before, you'll be willing to do furthermore, including the one you've done already. We appreciate you. Please do not forget, and I notice that, of course, you have hearkened to all the advices we've given you. Always make sure that you turn off your listening devices before you pick your calls or before you talk to us. We are making inroads here on Radio Biafra. It looks like a very long haul, but we are approaching very close to Biafra restoration. We are not kidding, because Biafra is embodiment of love, the embodiment of justice, unity for everybody. We ask all of you, be united in spirit, be united in financial level, be united in the support you give for the restoration of your own nation. Biafra is not for those who are preaching about Biafra, but for all of you listening out there, for all of you making your contributions whichever way you could, we thank you always. Director,
yes.
Count on me.
Of course, as always, the very eminent barrister himself, and good evening to you as well. Wherever you are, this is your platform. That is something that has been making the rounds on the news lately, which I have not had the time or the opportunity to comment upon, but tonight I shall do justice to it. They built a new airport at Duse. Is it Duse or Duse, whatever it's called? It's in Hausa, Fulani land. Duse International Airport. If you want to go and see what an international airport should look like, you go to Douce International Airport and see it. Compare that with the fallacious nonsense at Enugu. Then you will understand that Jonathan is wretched, pathetic, a very big fool and a joke. And that even Igbo people supporting Jonathan are worse. Now, when you look at the pictures of Douce Airport and you look at Enugu Airport, then you will understand that anything we tell you here is gospel. Anybody will tell you is a non-entity, is a non-entity. Anybody will tell you is hopeless, is hopeless. Anybody will tell you is bad, is very, very bad. Anybody will tell you that that very person or group of people is devilish, that's the way they are. Go and look at Douce Airport, look at Enugu Airport, and tell me why Ohaneze Ndibo, Nandiara, Nandioshi, Nandiama should exist. When I tell you that Igbo people don't reason properly anymore, most of you think it is a joke. Some wretched idiots think it's an insult. You are very, very lucky. I have worse things to say about Igbo people, but I'm just keeping my cool until I get to Biafra land. I will say it in Enugu from Biafra land. Look at this international airport. Look at Enugu. You will understand what an international, that is the meaning of the word, which means it is intra-country, not just local, but you deal with outsiders. Look at Enugu and look at Douce Airport, or whatever it's called. You will see the difference. Are you also blind? Stupidity, I can accept that. It comes with some Igbo people. Are you also blind? Can't you see the buildings that they look different? Can you not see it? Because our people, our capacity to be foolish and hopeless is what I find shocking. If Chukwu Abiyama can come and cleanse these people in anger and kill as many of them as possible, perhaps things will be better. If he can come and wipe out the entire Ohaneze, things will be better. Men have grown very blind. They claim they're educated, but they're nothing. Go and look at what an international airport in a ramshackle zoological republic looks like. Go and look at Enugu and weep for your ignorance. Stupidity of an average Igbo man is astonishing. They think they are sensible. They think they are brainy. They think they are wise. No, you are clever. There is a difference between being clever and being intelligent. They are not the same thing. Clever means you think you know, but you don't. Being intelligent means you are able to grasp the full length and breadth of the feasibility of every situation and be able to apply the appropriate remedy to ensure that the outcome which you desire is brought to bear. That is the difference. Clever means you know nothing. Your brain is empty. You are running all over the place trying to see how you can scheme, trying to see how you can weasel your way in, how you can lie, how you can deceive, how you can cheat. You know, all the time you're busybody, trying to yapping and all over the place, gossiping and... No, not at all. You are not intelligent. Intelligence requires, I must say, because my grammar has to be correct. I am educated. Intelligence requires a measure of reasoning, the application of reason and thought, not by trying to look for who to cheat, by lying, by gossiping your way through, by doing what comes naturally to an Igbo man, which is to yap like a crayfish seller. Go and look at Douce Airport and look at Enugu and then look at yourself. Go to the mirror and say, goodness me, am I not stupid? I am an Igbo man, an Igbo person. Am I not stupid? Go to the mirror and tell yourself that. Maybe some common sense will begin to flow back into your brain. Because right now, you people are useless and foolish. Go and look at Douce. Is it a name that rings a bell? If you say Kanu, I can understand that. Maybe Sokoto, Abuja, Zaria, Kaduna, Maiduguri. Yes, I can accept. Even Katsina is an ancient city. I can accept that. Douce International Airport. Oh, dear Lord. And the proper one, architecturally. Go and look at Enugu. Then you know how daft you people are. You know how stupid you people are. You know, it's like cricket. They put it in the fire. It was, there was oil dripping everywhere. Those outside say, oh, can't you see how beautiful the body is? Whereas the poor Nte cricket inside the fire is roasting and melting and dying. They say, oh, how can't you see the beautiful, how beautiful the body is? Amazing. Truly amazing. This is Radio Biafra, and we welcome you. I must therefore go to the news headlines today, which is quite packed, and bring you the accompanying news summary as well, because things are happening. And one of the things that have happened today is that Jonathan said, I will not contest 2050 election. Then he went back and said, I am going to contest. The man is lost. He is confused. Doesn't know what he's doing. The man is the embodiment of hopelessness, pathetic leadership, imbecility of the highest order. Jonathan has brought disgrace to the world, president. Disgrace. Jonathan, good luck, is a disgrace to the world, president. Some people from Africa say that when somebody comes from your village, even if they're useless, you should support them. Jonathan is a Biafran because of that, support him. No, Jonathan is the 10th cousin of Babangida. Go and ask him, he will tell you. Jonathan is part Gwari. He is not a Biafran. What has he done? Go and look at Duse International Airport. Go and look at Enugu. Then you will know where his loyalties lie. You will know where his priorities lie. You will know those who are his people, not you. I will not contest 2015 election. In the same vein, people are warning him, President Jonathan, your plan to contest in 2015 will lead to chaos and turmoil. Nobody quite knows what is happening. Men are lying left, right, and center. Of course, it is natural to them. Some of our people even picked it up. They think that by lying, they can get anywhere. No, it is truthfulness, honesty, sincerity, uprightness, and righteousness that will give you what you're looking for, not lies and deceit. This is Radio Biafra, the reason why we are the last people standing, the reason why men and women listen to us all over the world, is because they know we are truthful. They investigate, they do their investigation, they find out, and they know that indeed they are whiter than white and whiter than snow. Any other attempt to try to impugn, any other attempt to try to, render asunder what we have done, will be met with stiff opposition, not by any brute force, but the sheer force of reasoning and intellect. That's all we have. You may be a monkey from that part of the world. That is entirely your business. For us, we have been extricated from that damnation. We are enlightened, we are polished, we are educated, and we are here to exhibit it. Simple as that. If you don't like it, hang yourself. President Jonathan plans to contest in 2015. That will lead us to chaos and turmoil. We continue as well. 36 governors to fight the autonomy they have in the zoo. The news is very rich today, believe you me. The Yoruba Islamic he-goat speaks again. Don't equate jihad with violence. I don't know what jihad means. That is I was struggling with African people understanding English language. They have come again also with even Arabic. They don't know the meaning of the word jihad. Jihad means war. But this man doesn't know, because he is a monkey from the zoo called Nigeria. If you are a Nigerian, you are a monkey, baboon, chimpanzee, just name it. Take your choice and I'll take your pick. You are an animal. It means, in fact, of course, there are Igbo people saying that Enugu is an international airport. That is understandable. Even their own capacity, their penchant for stupidity is limitless. They don't quite understand the difference, do they? Black people in this UG, black. That is why you are black or chichiri, darkness. That is what you represent. And the same way that your mind, that your brain is beclouded with rubbish, you don't know the meaning of the word jihad, and you claim to be an Islamic scholar, an Islamic cleric. Utter nonsense. It is no longer if. Jonathan has come out also to say, on one hand, I won't contest. On the other hand, I'm going to contest. I have never seen a more confused man. Jonathan's harlot-like promise, I like that. I will go on exile if I don't build the second Niger Bridge. Jonathan said he has not been able to build it. Jonathan is a pathetic joke. He said he will go on exile, and his promise is like that of a harlot. Even some people speak like one. After atonement, even those people were withered away. They have been withered away. Not through anything spectacular that we did. With their own mouth, they condemn themselves. And they are in for trouble. People with harlot-like behavior are not welcome on this very platform. Because we are noble. Because we are righteous. The words of man have nothing to do with the work which we are doing. Because Chukwu Abiama is God. Every harlot will be removed. By themselves. I will remove them. 8 people killed and 9 injured in Bauchi explosion. We continue. President Jonathan declares for presidential race for the third time only in the zoo. There is something called the letter of the law and the spirit of the law, but because they are black people, they are baboons and monkeys and chimpanzees, they don't quite understand that there is something called decorum, something called honor. You do not get sworn in 3 times as a president. One of the casualties you receive as a vice president is that your own tenure or your own political ambition may be truncated as a result of a mishap to the person that you are a running mate under. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you're a vice president, you have accepted that in the event of the president or him or her being incapacitated, you will take over. Therefore, your term will be truncated because you cannot be sworn in 3 times. That is fallacious. That is stupidity. That is hopelessness. You cannot. The letter of the law may say you will contest 2 times, but the spirit of law says you must be sworn in 2 times. And whenever there is a conflict between the letter of the law and the spirit of the law, where both are irreconcilable, you err on the side of the spirit, because that denotes goodwill and good intention. I am not a lawyer. They said that in Bilia Human Rights Initiative, someday I want to catch them and debate them on the final points of law. Anyhow you want it, I said we are educated. Do you think education is just coming out with a useless degree from a zoo university where you study for 2 weeks out of 4 years? You come out, you cannot stitch a simple sentence together. Some of you can even spell your names, and then you dabble into Biafran struggle and you're yapping away like halos and crefisellas. You have confronted something infinitely greater than you can ever become. Superior intellect. You can't argue with it. 36 governors to fight autonomy. As we reported, Jonathan on one hand that will fight, on the other hand, he will not fight. Therefore, we abandon the news that says that Jonathan will not fight and go to the one that says he's going to fight. His contradictions, we are not here to waste time on. We are here to present this very news. President Jonathan planning to contest in 2015 will lead to chaos. I told him that, Jonathan, you come out and you contest, you'll be killed in office. You will be killed in office. Go and mark my words somewhere. You will understand. If somebody like Anwar Sadat can be killed by the same people today funding Boko Haram, what makes you think they will not kill you? You are very... Anyway, I won't advise you anymore. Take it or leave it. Because the spirit of the law says you should not come... You have been sworn in 2 times already. When Yar'Adua died, you were sworn in as you, good luck, Ebele, Jonathan, whatever your name is. You are now the... Whatever, is it the second or third or fourth president of the zoo, of the 10th dispensation? I don't have an idea what they do to English language in that zoo. The second, is it in this dispense, democratic dispensation? It's a democratic dispensation. Daft people who cannot speak properly. Jonathan, you were sworn in as the president of the zoo to preside over the lives of the monkeys. When you were being sworn in, they called you a president, meaning the commencement of your first term. You were not holding forth for Yar'Adua because he is dead. If there is any sensible logic or reasoning to the fact that Jonathan should have, you know, served out Yar'Adua's tenure, then give it to Yar'Adua's wife. Then we know that Yar'Adua is still serving. You served and were sworn in as a president. My God, Africa, black people, are you people well at all? The truth is that Jonathan should not be contesting. He has been sworn in 2 times, two times. But some of you, being very daft and unscholarly, you went for the letter of the law that says, oh, you must be voted in twice. But you ran with Yar'Adua as a running mate. You are not alone. You are the only person called a running mate during Yar'Adua's time, which means you and Yar'Adua are contesting on the same ticket, English language, the same ticket. You contested on the same ticket. Understand it? Daft, black, African people who can't reason properly. You ran on the same ticket. You were running mate, equal. In the absence of Yar'Adua, you take over. Equal people, running mate. That's the meaning of it. You were one heartbeat away from the presidency and you got it. Therefore, you have served your first term. Then you contested and you won in 2011, your second term, which means 2015, you vacate from office. You and your wife, before you do more damage to English language. But you're still there. You're still there, planning to.
Black. If Lucifer comes out today and has power, or Hanes and Dibu will support Satan to go for the 1,000th time in office. Any wretched idiot that comes, go, we support you. Do you have money? Chicken change. Once they send their children to overseas finishing schools, that money is finished. They start all over again. Start begging and pleading for money. This is Radio Biafra. We continue. Nigeria will send 250 experts off to Liberia to help with Ebola. dear Lord. You can't look after yourself. You're going to another... anyway, they want to live up to the, you know, to the tag of being the giant of Africa. The giant baboon or orangutan in the zoo. Nigerian man arrested for jumping American White House fence. We shall look at this man's details. That is what I told you about Nigeria. Anytime you answer a Nigerian, if an Alamajiri does something in Nigerian, if a Yoruba man commits fraud, he's a Nigerian. So that when you go and you present a Nigerian passport, they think you're one of them. But you are not. You are different. You are a Biafran. Or those of you listening keenly and attentively, you are Biafrans. Thank God I'm not Yoruba and can never be. If I was a Yoruba person, I would kill myself. Yoruba. The worst adding, anyway. We won't even go there. We continue. Unless, of course, you are purified by marriage to a Biafran. Unless you're cleansed. Because once they bring you to the house of God, it's just like Europeans. When Yeshua went out to preach the gospel. These are Gentiles. These are people who didn't know God. They were worshipping a manner of idols. And because of the gospel and message of Yeshua, they were brought into the house of God. Maybe by marriage to Biafrans, they can become cleansed as well. And be part of us. And be part of this God's inheritance. Three nabbed over an attempt to blow up Calabar Itu Bridge as well. And also, Jonathan false allegations of rights abuses against security agents. He faults it. Your agents are there on the road extorting money from people and you're faulting it. There is something wrong with you. And now, a very, very news in very brief detail. I will not talk about Jonathan contesting or not contesting. My concern is to deal with the more substantive issues at hand. And that is this very fact that there is a Yoruba man who doesn't know the meaning of the word jihad. And he is a scholar. He's a public speaker. The Yorubas have promoted him as somebody of eminence, worthy of attention. Let's see what this baboon has to say. Osun State Governor Rauf Aregbesola, he's the governor of a state, believe it or not, has said jihad does not mean war or violence. Hi, God. Do they have Google in Osun State? In Osun State. I think that's the name. That's the proper pronunciation. Do you think they have internet? Jihad. J-I-H-A-D. I'll repeat what this very monkey said. You know, when I tell you that Nigerians are baboons and monkeys, people don't quite understand. You see something staring at you in the face. Just like the accomplishments and achievements of Radio Biafra we've been able to do as one family, one IPOB. And people still say, but what have they done? What are you doing with the money? You have not contributed. What are you doing? But Radio Biafra is on the air and you are listening. Onyara, lunatic, you are listening. And you're saying that, I mean, of course, you're black. What can I say? Osun State Governor Rauf Aregbesola has said jihad does not mean war or violence. What is the meaning of jihad, please, Mr. Governor? Of course, he's Yoruba man. He is a monkey in the zoo called Nigeria. What do you expect? I will go on. The governor spoke yesterday while delivering a lecture titled Muslims with an inverted comma after the S. Muslims response, because I don't want you to think that our grammar is incorrect, because it is not. Muslims response to insurgency threat in the zoo called Nigeria at the 6th annual Femi Latifu Kumu lecture series. Have you heard of any Nnamdi Azikiwe lecture series? I can't even be a lecture. You might as well hear buying and selling of what you expect. Nagapo Heshed. You're talking about lecture. What useless lecture is that? But Yoruba people, you see, they do lecture all the time, reminding you rather very fallaciously about the achievements of non-existent Yoruba men and women in times gone by. How many Nnamdi Azikiwe lecture series do you have? How many Simon Bakwe lecture series? Even the one that he started at Hajok, where is it today? How many Odenigbo speeches do we have anymore left? I don't mean our very fine professor in New Jersey. That is a series called Odenigbo, when Chinua Achebe will come and deliver a lecture only in Igbo language and nothing else. Where is it? Do we remember our people at all? No. What are you talking about? What lecture to do what? Will the lecture bring profit? I'm telling you my content is on the high sea and you're telling me about lecture. What lecture is that? And then we are still poorer, you see. Yorubas, remember, they have Femi Latif Okumu's lecture series at which this very governor spoke. He said that jihad does not mean war. I don't know what it means in their own understanding and language. He gave this very lecture organized by the Nigerian Association of Muslim Law Students at Obafemi Awolowo University, Ile-Ife. Adegbasola said jihad should not be turned into a license to unleash terror on the people and destabilize the nation. And I ask you, Mr. Adegbasola, how did you become a Muslim? You're a Yoruba man. You people were conquered by the same Fulani people that conquered Hausa people. Hausa people helped them to conquer you. That is why a law in a Yoruba land is under an emirate answerable to Sokoto. Yoruba land is under occupation by the forces of Wahhabist jihadist Islam. How did they get into Yoruba land? Have they come to preach peace? No. They came by war. Jihad means war, but due to the pathetic nature of education in the zoo, even men that occupy high office do not understand the word. And they tell me that Nigeria is a country. How sad. Even your governor doesn't know the meaning of the word jihad. How pathetic. Jihad is the only way through the gospel of Islam, of Prophet Muhammad, is being propagated all over the world. They kill, they pillage, they rape, they abuse little children, they marry little girls as young as 9. Truth. Isn't that correct? That is Islam for you. Mr. Adegbesola, you would not have become an Islamic goat, an animal in the zoo, if not for violent jihad. That is how you were converted. You were conquered, but Biafra land was not. We didn't go to war to stop them. Chukwu Abiyama said, you will not come in here because these are my children. I can allow you, Satan, to do anything you want to do with Yoruba people, with all the people that inhabit the coastal lands of West Africa. But you see here in this territory lies my children. They are called Biafrans here. You will not go in. And they were all struck dead at the plains of Benue. They did not come in. And with it, we were spared the horrors of becoming Muslims. That is how, why today I'm a Christian. Do you know how that was possible? Do you know that Chukwu Abiyama came from heaven to fight to preserve you the way he made you? Do you know that? Most of you do not know. So when we offer praise to Chukwu Abiyama, please understand it. That the supreme almighty God in heaven is worthy of praise. If not for him, today you would have been Muslims. And there is nothing you would have done about it. This is where, you see, I told you. You come here and you learn things you never knew before. So you don't know that Islam tried to come into Biafra land? You don't know that. Yes, they tried to come. They tried to bring Islam to us. The same way they conquered Yoruba people. That is why you go to Lagos State, you see an Alhaji Latif somewhere in Lagos, which is by the coast. But when you come, as you're coming down, anywhere there is no Muslim presence is the beginning of Biafra land, because Chukwu Abiyama is great. He said to Islam, he said to Satan, this land is mine. These are my children. You will not go in. Do you know what Chukwu Abiyama did? He sent something called sesefly. Most of you do not know. It carries a disease called sleeping sickness. That is the explanation the white man gave to it. But Chukwu Abiyama came down from heaven with a flaming sword and struck dead every Islamic bigot and idiot that tried to enter his kingdom. They were all dead. The remnants returned to Zaria. The expedition was launched from Zaria. But in Yoruba, Eman, a coward's Yoruba. Yoruba. Cowards to the core. Even women invaded them and killed them off. From Dahomey, in case you do not know. Yorubas are cowards to the core. Today, a Lorin, that is why Yoruba, when people, Yoruba talk about, oh, we want to be free as well. Oh, Yoruba, we also want to be independent. They copy our flag and they are. You know, they remind me of Bile Human Rights Initiative. They always want to copy anything we are doing, but they are imitation, they are fake. They are not the land of the rising sun and can never be. They copy all this nonsense, want to be free. And I ask Yoruba people, are you going to be free without a Lorin? The answer is no. If you are free without a Lorin, that means that you are not Yoruba, because the original Yoruba, what you call the Yoruba metropolis, comes from a Lorin Ife axis. That is where the core Yorubas come from. Not many of you understand that not everybody who speaks Yoruba is a Yoruba person. The Ewe people are different. The Egba people are also very, very different. The Jebus are different. The only thing that unites them is Yoruba language and the fact that they suffered cultural conquest. It's like telling me that Gwari is Hausa, because it is not. Am I making any sense here? Of course I am. This is Radio Biafra. What do you expect? We lecture you. We cleanse your brain and fix truth inside it so you understand how to reason properly. That is why nobody goes out these days and loses any debate anymore. Yoruba cannot be free without Ilorin. The people that the hardcore Yoruba started to migrate from Ilorin, they are called the Yoruba, the metropolis where they came from. In other words, you cannot have a free Yoruba land without Ilorin, but that Ilorin is under an emirate. They have an emir of Ilorin that answers to Sokoto. An emir means basically is an emirate, of course, the chief, the ruler of a particular emirate, and they are all exclusively Muslims, exclusively Fulani. All the emirs of the north, all of them. So you don't know. The only person who may be Hausa is the Shehu of Borno. Every emir is a Fulani, including Yoruba land. So Yoruba can never be free. Understand that very, very clearly. And I said to you that their punishment is coming. When Yoruba punishment comes as a result of the treachery of Awolowo, the world will shudder. This is Radio BF, and that is why we are compulsive listening. People listen to us. Compulse addictively. We continue. It is no longer if I will seek re-election, according to Jonathan, and with it, people should start to put money together to buy his coffin as well, because he will die in office if he attempts to. President Goodluck Jonathan yesterday lifted the veil of his unannounced but widely known interest to run in the February presidential election. He told leaders of the People's Democratic Party, PDP, at the villa yesterday that he had accepted his adoption by all the organs of the party to be presidential candidate. The meeting was held at House 7 in the presidential villa. They have House 1, House 2, House 3, House 4. I don't know how many houses you have in the Oval Office. I know about the White House, the Oval Office. Not House 1, House 2, you know, of course. Monkeys and apes, what do you expect? House 1, maybe housing gorillas. House 2, housing orangutans. House 3 will be housing colobus monkeys. I don't know what House 4 will be housing, perhaps apes. House 5, I don't know what may be in there. I don't know what other species of the primate. People are so... You know, sometimes I sit back and I look at black African people and their stupidity. Honestly speaking, I detach myself and look at how wretched and pathetic we are. It cannot be fair. Biafra needs to come so that these people can restore their dignity in one form or another. Jonathan says he's going to run. We are not interested in what a presidential aide said. He is going to run. And with it, people should start to sew your uniform to go to his burial. You will say, I told you so. Please, not when they kill him off, you say it is me, because it's not me. I'm just telling you what is to come. Jonathan's hallowed-like promise about the zoo, not only in Assol Villa, whatever, we even have them amongst us as well, fished out and banished forever and ever by how people behave. You know their character. By their utterances, you know how wretched and how poor their lives have been. President Goodluck Jonathan has promised to go on exile if he fails to build the second Niger Bridge before completing his term in 2015. The Nigerian leader made the promise in his remarks at a town hall meeting held yesterday in the commercial city of Onitsha as part of activities marking his one-day visit to Anambra State. During the visit, Jonathan commissioned several projects, including the oil production facilities of Orient Petroleum at Aguleri. I told you so, didn't I? That is because Jonathan has a share in Orient. Do you know who owns Orient Oil? I will tell you. Yokute. Yokaome, the two. Maybe Jonathan is one, he's two. Peter Obi. Chief Emeka Anyoko. The one married to a Yoruba woman. Of course, they all do. And also, good luck, Jonathan. He has come to Aguleri to commission money coming into their pocket. Oil money from Biafra land. Coming to their pocket. But the same money coming from Aguleri, they cannot use to build second Niger Bridge. No, of course not. You have to pay for it. Did you see that there's something wrong here? That is why when they get at them, you know, it reminds me about what is called Ocean Provocateur. You know, they know how effective we have become. They try to confuse most of you. Maybe you don't know this. I'm telling you this night. They go and they create fake, fictitious Biafran groups. All they have in common, they don't have any agenda. Their one singular agenda is to stop what Radio Biafra is doing. And you are a freedom fighter. They do it by all means and ways. Or I should say, all manner of means and ways. But they have not succeeded because Chukwu Abiyama is God. If you're weak, they will go in. You know, like Judas. You know Judas now. If you're weak, this evil spirit will go inside you. They will render you useless and they will leave you to hang and dry. Ask those that tried before. Therefore, every day when you go in, try and pray for the spirit of Judas not to go into you. There is no second Niger Bridge. Instead, Jonathan came to commission oil facility in Biafra land. I thought they said we are not oil producing. I thought Anambra is not part of the Niger Delta where the oil comes from. What is Orient Oil doing in Aguleri land? Part of the heartbeat, the original place where we all come from. How come there is Orient Oil making oil, yet Anambra is not part of the Niger Delta producing oil? When I look at it, they say, hey, we are from Niger Delta. You want our oil? I look at you, I say, you're a fool. A born idiot. You must be a fool. So you don't know that the whole of Enugu and Anambra, Imo, Abia, everything is oil. Don't you know that? No, you don't. Because you're daft reading Yoruba newspapers. You forgot your family. You go and read Yoruba newspapers. Mad people. Jonathan has come not to build second Niger Bridge, not to do his commissioning. He has commissioned many projects, but the one of interest to him is the oil that him and Peter Obi have decided to be siphoning away so that their children will come up in the next 5 or 10 years to say, I want to be president. I want to be senator as well, based on the oil money they have made from Biafra land, not by any meaningful contribution to the expansion of the economic base. No, not at all. But purely from the sale of crude oil coming from Biafra land. That is rubbish. It cannot be allowed to work. We continue. Another 8 killed. Is that news? Another 8 or 9. Is it 9 injured in Bauchi? 8 killed. 9 injured. Please continue. Boko Haram, continue your killing. Your mayhem. Please continue. Never ever stop. We are reporting today. 5 people lost their lives instantly on Wednesday night in a bomb blast that rocked Azare, the headquarters of Katagum, local government area of Bauchi State, while 12 others sustained varying degrees of injuries in the incident. The blast, it was gathered, occurred at about 9:45 p.m. at the roundabout near the motor park in the town, about 4 hours' drive from the state capital. The deceased were said to have been burned beyond recognition. However, by Thursday afternoon, 3 of the 12 injured victims of the blast had also died, taking the death toll to 8. Now is the time for us to strike. Now is the time for us to commence our march. That is why we need weapons from everybody. That is why we need your contribution. That is why we need you to come together to support this very effort. Or else, by the time they finish with them in Bauchi, they will come to Munuchi. And then who will protect you? Because you know that Christians in Europe will not do anything. You know that Christians in America will not help you. They love Islam. Britain just voted to recognize Palestine as a state. They have never done that for any Christian country in the world before. So when Muslims come to take away your Bibles from you, you may be reading out Burma 59. They take it from you and convert you to Islam, or they will kill you. Britain will support them. Be very, very careful. Britain is Islamic. We are here. Islam is overrunning this very place. And from here, Lucifer will launch his final attack. I can tell you that. If you're counting on Christian countries helping you, you're carrying chaplet, you're carrying Bible, you are deceiving, of course. Black people, what do you expect? You will continue to deceive yourself because they will not come to your rescue. You will die in ignominy. That is why we need to look for Egoji Mbechidi. Look for, is it Black Goat in the afternoon. President Jonathan declares for president for the very third time, but the constitution says 2 times. Because if Jonathan did not want to declare after the death of Yar'Adua, all he could have done is to say, I will not go to serve. So you can run for 2 times. But by coming out to accept the oath of office to serve out as the president, you have run for presidency. Because from that day onwards, you are the president of the zoo. It's black people. No reason. No honor, no dignity, and no shame. They said they are now fighting autonomy in the northern part of the zoo. They also, the zoo people, they have sent some people to Liberia, whatever that means. You have no resources of your own. You cannot even pay your nurses. But at least some of them will say it. If we go to fight Ebola in Liberia, they will pay us. But one day you will hear them, they will come back and say that they want their money and allowance for going to Liberia. No one has paid them. Because in the zoo, they don't pay people. They don't pay their workers, but we do. On Radio Biafra, don't you know that? Everybody we put at our office at Enugu, by one person alone, we pay every month. They have cars which they drive. They live in very fine places. But they will call some of you and say, oh, nothing is happening here. We are hungry. But we pay them money every blessed month to do this work for their country, and rightfully so. Truth. You cannot subvert it now. It's constant. It never changes. Everybody who received any measure of help from us and said we did not help them, may a fate worse than where they were before confront them in this life and next. Evil is evil. When you eat and you say you have not been given any food to eat, that means you are a very bad human being. You are evil. Evil you are. We pay our own. We do. Not much, just stipend to tide over until I come home. But they were given money. But they will tell you there is nothing happening, which is lie. Of course, I have my receipt now. Am I a fool? We continue to speak the truth. People will continue to lie because it is in their nature to lie. As somebody told me once, you need a lie to cover up a lie. You see, that is why I speak the truth, because it's easier to remember the truth than lies. But for a lie, you tell one lie, for you to cover up that lie, you have to lie again. You keep lying until the weight becomes too much. And you say, oh, I'm sorry, I've been lying all this while. Anybody that told fables against us, may your sins be upon your head. Because we have done the best we could. But of course, very bad blood will always come to the boil. We continue to bring you news this very fine evening from here in London. Jonathan, false allegations of right abuse against security agents in Abuja. President Goodluck Jonathan declared yesterday that the perceived human rights abuses by the military and other security agencies currently battling terrorism and other emerging threats in the country were exaggerated and should be properly investigated. Jonathan, sir, you have not seen the roadblocks where they kill people. Jonathan, people don't know this about the zoo, but today we tell you, of course, this is Radio Biafra, will tell you things that you before now you never knew anything about. Let me tell you what happens. At the checkpoint, they collect money from you. They pass some of the money to the DPO. The DPO will take his own cut and give to the commissioner. Commissioner will take his own cut and give to the IG, Inspector General of Police, who will take his own cut and give the rest to Jonathan. So the 2020 naira you're paying by the roadside finds its way to the presidency. Therefore, when you refuse to give them that money and they shoot you dead, what makes you think that Jonathan, who benefits from that money directly, will come out and condemn the activities of those illiterate, stark illiterate security agents? This is what we are confronted with in the zoo. You see, before the British came, there are people called the Biafran people. We never had any standing police. There was no crime. Nobody will go out and steal what doesn't belong to him or her. People will go to the market and leave their wares. If you take something, you put money in a pot and go home. You can leave something in the market and come back the next day, take your money and take the remainder of your wares and go home. There was no standing army, no standing police. There was no invasion. People's privacy were not trampled upon. People's human rights were not abused. That country is called Biafra. As soon as the British came, the British brought armed police. They brought riot police. They brought fire brigade. They brought all this nonsense, all armed. And when I came to England, I looked at them. Their police on the street in England is not armed. Therefore, I asked myself a question. Who colonized the zoo? It is Britain. Therefore, Britain, why are your police not armed on the street? Why did you allow armed police? Why did you name them police force when in your country it is called police service? That goes to show the evil of Britain, satanic intent of Britain. We never knew what guns were to harass people or kill them. We had them for ceremonies, but as soon as the British left, we used guns to start to intimidate each other, to start to kill people. Don't you know that? We had no guns before. We had no standing police in Biafra land. There was no rampant crime. Now you have guns everywhere and there is rampant crime. In Britain that gave you Nigeria, the zoo called Nigeria, the police are not routinely armed. It's English language. Please go and check very carefully. Routine means they are not armed as a requirement of their profession. They are only armed at the airport to deal with any threat that they perceive at that material point in time. Go and check. But the zoo they created called Nigeria, everybody's armed. customs, Ebe. Fire service, that is, of course, the only people not armed are doctors and nurses, but very soon, watch out. You have the doctors and Nigeria force. The police cannot be a force. The police is a civilian outfit. But in Africa, you know, black people from Africa, the police is a force. The police should not be carrying guns on the street. In the new Biafra we are building, there will be no guns on the street. None whatsoever. You will not even see a soldier. Some people can live and die. You have not seen any soldier. The only time you see soldiers on the street is when there is a natural emergency that has afflicted the sovereignty or impacting on the sovereignty and viability of the country. You will see the soldiers mobilized. There will be no soldiers on the street. None whatsoever. The police will not, in Biafra land, police will not carry guns. There will be no guns in the society. If you own a double barrel for ceremony, you have it registered. If that double barrel is used in a crime, you'll be held responsible for it. We are not idiots or monkeys. We are learned. We are educated. We know what to do to make our country viable. If you look at the zoo today, Nigeria police, gone. Mobile police, gone. Army, gone. Customs, guns. Immigration, everywhere is awash with weapons. Do you have security in the country? They says no. Before the white man came, there was no war. There was no checkpoint. Before the British came, there was no checkpoint. Nobody was. You cannot be carrying your wares and going to the market. Somebody will stop you. Say, hey, clear very well. Bring down your basin or your tray. I want to pay me before you go past. No, there was nothing like that. But the British came, and with the British came checkpoint. You see, black people from Africa didn't quite know that the reason why the police was armed is because the white men were very few. So that if you get upset about what they are stealing from your land and you want to come after them, they send a fellow black idiot from Africa to shoot you dead, you see. That is why you have armed police. And when they left, you maintained it. You are still being called today a police force. Look at Northern Ireland. The IRA was bombing them and killing them. Everybody was fighting. But do you know what they did? They changed the name of the Ulster Constabulary to the Police Service of Northern Ireland. Police Service. Lord Patton headed that very commission. Police Service. Not police force. But in black Africa, in this COG, may God have mercy on your collective wretched ignorant souls. I don't know why people cannot reason properly. This is Radio Biafra here. We educate, we enlighten, we make sure we polish your mind that you're able to become maybe as knowledgeable as we are. This is your platform, and this is Radio Biafra. And that concludes our news headlines and accompanying news summary. And I've been joined once again by the very eminent barrister Anthony Atlobre, who with his help we shall therefore go further to digest our presentation this evening. Barrister, if you can hear me, so is Obama. Please go ahead. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me? Barrister, can you hear me? No, he cannot hear me. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me? No, he cannot hear me. I suggest he comes back to us. And by that same token, by that same gesture, our lines are now open. This is Radio Biafra. You can call us on Skype. You can call us on Viber. We are also on Tango. If you wish any of those platforms to be made available to you, it is available to you. Let's try again. Barrister, can you hear me now? This is amazing. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. I'm just for you to
know. What is going on? I have finished. I've been calling you all this while. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Line was a bit epileptic, but I'm sure it is steady now.
It's steady.
Thank you, Director.
Go ahead.
It is steady. Yes, Director. Let me start from the news, although you picked it. Few here, few there, but we understood where you're coming from. There is no need giving us the zoo news when it doesn't make too much meaning to us. All that we are after is just the restoration of Biafra. Can you see how the Muslims, I'm sure that Aribeshola or whatever his name is a Muslim, that jihad is not a violent or is a peaceful word. Director, see, what you can understand, I'm sure you know about this. Whenever Muslims come on air, they will tell you Islam is a very peaceful religion. And I don't know why they always deceive people by using that word. Islam is a very peaceful religion.
It's because we are black people from Africa. We cannot reason properly. So what do you expect?
Very, very deceptive, Director. Even with all that is happening in the whole world, all the killing and head cutting and maiming and beating, and they will still come out and say Islam is, and some fools who believe them. Jihad. While you were reading, I went straight to the dictionary to make sure that I'm not listening foolishly. Jihad is a holy war waged by Muslims against infidels.
Simple
who,
English.
Who are the people they call infidels?
You
and
I.
Those who do not believe in their God. And that God was written small g, G-O-D. And that is not Chukwu Abiyama. The Biafran did not write the dictionary. They put that God as small G-O-D. As far as you are not serving Allah, you are an infidel. And that is why they have not been very comfortable that Jonathan is there at the highest seat in the zoo. Director, in all you said about Jonathan, of course, rightly or wrongly, he's supposed not to contest. But remember, since last year, Director, I gave him my support to go back there. Whether he come out alive, it's none of my business. But the reason why I want him to go and contest is to divide this ability of the Northerners, the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram born to rule. That is the only reason why I want Jonathan to go back there, so that these people will know that indeed they are not born to rule. Why are everybody scuttling to go back there?
Are you willing to subvert the natural course of democracy to satisfy a particular yearning of yours which doesn't tally with reality? Are you saying that the notion of democracy should be subverted because you don't want Hausa Fulani to remain in power in perpetuity?
Director, to answer that, I'm sure you know about the Machiavellian law. When a situation becomes desperate, you yourself will become desperate in that situation. Now, if any Hausa Fulani Boko Haram goes there, I'm going to Jonathan drop off. If he drops off, then our job becomes very, very difficult. It's not that we ain't going to go there. We will. If it will take us 2 months to restore Biafra, if Hausa Fulani Boko Haram goes there, it will take us probably about 6 months. The reason why I want Goodluck Jonathan to go there, Director, is it will be a divided zoo. And a divided zoo, Satan divides against itself, according to Jesus Christ, will not stand. So I want that zoo to fall, Director. That's why I support Jonathan to go back there. It's my analysis.
Yes, I understand that. So you are saying that you are prepared to subvert the very hallowed and sacred principles of democracy in order for you to get a particular outcome. So if we go into Biafra, then will people be allowed to also subvert the natural course of democracy in order to elicit a particular outcome which will serve their own parochial interest? That is what I want to know.
Yes, Director, see, in law, especially when we are doing this jurisprudence, we were told that if you are making investigation that will bring about a particular success, you can get your inquiry via any dubious way. As you can see, that was done 2 or 3 days ago on the tape recording. So, if you are in a need to succeed for the betterment of people, you are apt to leapfrog over an issue in order to... I put it the other way, Director. Let's say, for me to get from here to Tottenham to save about 5 dying children. But if I do that, I am breaking the law because I'm not allowed to go to Tottenham. But because I'm going to save 5 children, I will succeed. Going there, I'm breaking the law. But getting on there to rescue the 5 children, it will not be counted against me. And the law recognizes that. Director.
So the law recognizes the subversion of a natural discourse in order to elicit a particular outcome that will serve a greater good and purpose in time to come.
Absolutely. In some cases, not in all cases, Director. in some cases, but not in all cases.
And of course, I agree with you. Jonathan Katoni in power will serve us very well because he'll be assassinated and the whole place will be in chaos. And now then, the so-called Niger Delta will recognize that we never killed any of them. It's only Hausa Fulani people that killed them.
Absolutely.
Please go ahead.
And Director, in furtherance to what I was saying, so for Goodluck to go back there is a boost for us because, one, he's not helping us. Two, he's now going to contest against the natural law or justice that you're talking about. But for the sake of stopping Hausa Fulani Boko Haram coming in and then picking us up one by one, let Goodluck Jonathan go there, hold that position as a tenant for Biafrans to come and go back to their fatherland, and then the justice will be crowned. Obviously and invariably, it is better for Goodluck Jonathan to go back there and start contesting with them than for him to drop off Buhari or Babangida, and you know that all these guys, they are very brutal. Their records against Biafrans has been very, very obvious. Goodluck Jonathan, let him go there. In as much as you're not doing anything for us. And now, trying to tell Biafrans, vote for me by next year. If I don't give you second Niger Bridge, I will go on exile. That's rubbish. It's an invidious statement. Come next year, Goodluck Jonathan, whether he succeeds or not, he will run away anyway because the House of Fulani Boko Haram will not allow him to rest. So if he says he will go on exile, it doesn't make any sense. This guy is very deceitful, you know, Goodluck Jonathan.
He will go to Namibia. That's where his money is. Jonathan's money, we don't know that. We know his money is in Namibia. That is where Jonathan banks his own money, in Namibia. We know that very well. So he can run to his investments in Namibia. We know that. So going on exile means having a very good life. Please go ahead.
This is exactly what, it's like one of my cousins used to tell me, whenever he wants to do something, he say, if I didn't do this, if I die, may I be buried with all my teeth. I say, look at this rubbish. If you die, will your teeth be removed in the first place? This is what Jonathan is telling us. Before you are buried. So, Jonathan will have a good time, but next year, he's voted in. Oh, come on. He's hoodwinking Biafrans. Second Niger Bridge is something that you're putting a bet on, but you are prepared to go and finish the houses broken down by Hausa Fulani Boko Haram in the north. When they have flood, you go there and clean everything. Biafrans, that Goodluck Jonathan will promise you all sorts of things. Go and vote for him. As I said, since last year I've been saying it, I want him to go back there to challenge all the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram who think that, look, Director, these people are Nigerians. In the first place, they didn't even want to come together with us. They said, oh, no, Igbos will dominate them. When British people told them, don't worry, we'll put you there. Be our caretaker. They all you belongs to us. We will give you your own ration and give you your own 10%. And that's what they're suffering. Now, they've tested that particular 10%. They don't want to give up anymore. But in the first place, you voted not to be with us. These people will dominate you. These people will take everything away from you. Go to Eastern State, go to Biafra land. It's full of Hausa Fulani Boko Haram. They are all milling around everywhere. But our people, some are dead, some are about to die, some are still dying. Churches are being burnt down. How many did they kill today? This is the news we hear every day. They are killers. And there is no way evil and good can ever put hands together and shake each other. It's shambolic. It's very, very disgraceful. It's not something that we should carry on doing. They should all stay in their own territory. Goodluck Jonathan, I support you. Go there. Squabble with them. Biafra will come. And then we say goodbye to everything. That's why I'm here. Thank you.
Of course, you will be. Thank you very much. That was the barrister himself. Of course, I do agree with him in principle. And before I go to the engineer himself, we have a caller who's been waiting on the line. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? And if you can, please, your name and where you are. My goodness me, our people, buying and selling, cannot pay simple attention to what is happening. Somebody called Radio Biafra and maybe was discussing the container that is on the high sea. Very, very sad. Let's go to the line once again. Engineer, can you hear me? Engineer Rania, can you hear me? No, he cannot hear me.
line.
The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Turn your system down. Do they people hear at all? Turn your system down or what? Why can't people understand what we're doing here? Do you think we are joking? I don't believe these people. I don't believe them. Turn your system down, you call us, and the system is blaring all over the place. What type of nonsense is that? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Your name and where you are, please.
Hello.
Yes, please.
My director.
Yes, please.
Good evening.
Good evening. Turn your system down. Because you have not done that, I cannot take your call. Let's go to the next person. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. If you've not turned your system down, I will cut you off as well.
My system is down, sir.
Go ahead. Your name and where you are.
My name is Namdi from Moscow.
You're thinking about your own name. What is your name? You're doing you don't know who you are anymore.
It's Tamara, so sometimes I just stammer. Okay. I'm not thinking about
Namdi
my name.
Namdi what? What is your last name?
My name is Namdi Azubike.
And where are you from in Biafra land?
I'm from Delta State. From Asaba.
From Asaba.
Yes.
Asaba is Biafra land. Asaba is Igbo land. That is the meaning of it. It is Ahaba, of course. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
So, sir, I wanted to ask about the monkeys in the zoo, because when we talk about monkeys in the zoos, I want to make one thing clear. Is it that people from Asaba are monkeys too?
If you are a Nigerian, if they stop you and they ask you, who are you? And you say, I am a Nigerian. You have used your own mouth to say that you're a monkey.
Okay.
That's what it is. If you say, I am a Nigerian, it means you are an animal. Lower than an animal. Have you read the book by Flora Shaw?
Flora Shaw, I remember she was one of the founding fathers of Nigeria.
Founding fathers. Oh, God in heaven. All the universities in the zoo should be closed. Founding fathers. Hey, Chineke Nonyabere. Oh, Lord have mercy. That is too much for one night. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, my director.
Yes, please, your name and where you are. Flora Shaw is one of the founding fathers.
Not founding fathers. Please, forgive him.
I have. Please go ahead.
Forgive him, please.
Go ahead.
My commander-in-chief.
My dear brother, please go ahead.
You are a man of honor.
Thank you.
Honestly speaking, I am among those who were doubting your credibility until some idiots came online and messed their sets up. I'm telling you nothing but the truth.
At least you're honest, and I respect your honesty.
I am being myself. Yes. If you ask Kingsley, Don Kingsley, who happens to be our coordinator in Dublin, I happen to be their part-time secretary, he will tell you that Emeka Dike, I say things the way they are.
Yes.
And I listened to something this woman, Ngozi Madu, said, recorded this thing, trying to blackmail our honorable barrister, a humble man. It became. I listened to that thing last night and I said, God, what is really happening? Oh, Makana, that a woman will want to command a man, a honorable man, to submission. What are we talking about? What is happening? Is this how we are going to move forward? And my director.
Yes, go ahead.
My commander. I am loyal to you.
What made you to doubt in the first place? What made you to have your doubt? That is what I'm interested in. You said before you had doubt.
To doubt you? No, I never. I used the word that.
Okay.
I'm that kind of a person that I want to be sure of.
Okay, is that what you mean? Okay, understand. Yeah. Understand now. Go ahead.
So when I use that word doubt,
Something happens. It's just that normally you're somebody who is a bit reserved.
As a human being.
Yes, you don't give your trust easily. Yeah.
Just like you don't give your trust that easily.
No, I used to before, but not anymore. Please go ahead.
Okay. Now let me tell the Afrans all over the world before I become one of these this biased Biafrans. I want to apologize and say good evening to my brothers and sisters all over the world, Biafrans all over the world. Those humble Biafrans, not those wait and take type of Biafrans. you know, you gave, I want to blame you partially here, my director.
Go ahead.
You gave this woman, Ngozi Mmadu, Rita Nibogu, and Ikechukwu Eniagu, because when this woman, Mmadu, was saying everything she said, she called Ike, she called Ike, she called Ike. Who is Ikechukwu Eniagu? Somebody that was not feeding well in Malaysia before you brought him back home. Let's be realistic here.
Of course, that is true. Has he driven a car before in his life? People should ask him, have you lived in a flat before? Has he ever lived in a flat before? Have you ever driven a car in your life before? Have you ever before in your life touched 100,000 naira cash? Because a pauper that was made a prince, they think they have arrived. When I get home, please go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, please.
But bring your mind down, please. Ikechukwu Eniagu, somebody, if you are made, let me say, even if you are not a millionaire, when you go back home, you don't wait until our director, commander, brings the father's car for you to use. You don't wait until somebody pay for a flat for you to live in. At least you have a room to call your own in Enugu where you come from. But Ikechukwu Eniagu was dribbling or swimming in shallow, this poverty, that is the highest freaking poverty of the highest of order. You brought him back home. Let's do this thing because you saw that spirit in him. You believe he will be sincere to the cause of our cause. But he failed himself. He failed his generation. He failed his community. Those people who think that they recognize him as a person now will see him as a nobody. These people are coming on Facebook to write rubbish. Ngozi Mmadu, who is Ngozi Mmadu? That somebody that she openly, bravely said on her tape, with her grammatical errors, with her mistakes of using English, with her bombardment of she have the impetus, the audacities, the guts to come on air and said, every time I call Ike, that my husband told me to stay away from the struggle. And then because you are in Europe, where they have teach you how a woman controls a man, you don't listen to your husband. To stay away and just do the normal thing. That woman and one joy, whether her sister or something, they are nothing but idiots. Commander, you were having my 60% trust. Now I give you 150% trust. That is my word.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I know that a lot of Biafrans are listening. If somebody comes online and tell us that Commander have wasted the money we are spending, which you are not touching, which somebody else is managing in London, you made it clear to everybody that is following this program that we have somebody who is in charge of finance now.
Let me correct one other impression, please. Who manages the money at home? Do I see the money that goes to Biafra land?
Yes, they use it.
They use it. I don't ask them questions. You see, it is the wickedness of man. That is sometimes I wonder. You are holding the key to the container that contains the transmitter. And you're asking people to ask questions. Where is the transmitter? That shows you are the embodiment of Satan and evil. You are a very wicked human being. The money comes back home, I do not see it. The money goes into the accounts back home run by our sister because I trust her. In fact, I trusted her. I never ask questions. Anything they say, this is, I have no reason to doubt anybody. Everything is going very well. You still come back. So when our reverend sister gave you 750 euros, did you tell me? I'm asking the same idiot. Did you tell me when money was given to you from Europe, all over the world, did you tell me? I don't know. God, I don't know. It won't be well with people. Please go ahead.
In Jesus' name.
Please go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
My director, please. Just like Rita Nibog, to be candid with you, I must be myself now. I know they will fall by the wayside. She was always calling and crying. Yeah, well, that is how I go. They have flashed her just even very tiny something like a toothpick. Now she has flattered. Abonata Nigeria, na Biafra, to manage our things. On trust, Ikechukwu have disgraced himself. Are you talking about Gozie that came that want to use your microphone?
My dear brother, I forget all these people that are irrelevant. People are saying we should move on. They're irrelevant. Why mentioning their name? Because presidents of the world are listening. Academics are listening. Professors, they are listening to us. Let us not give credence to people that who are non-entities. We picked up from the street.
My commander, you know why I'm angry? Because I've been trying to call.
Don't be angry. I understand that. Please, if you can summarize. Let's go.
Today, I'm so happy. I was online before the something went off. My line went off. I continued trying before I got hooked again.
Go ahead.
I'm now move for the court. I think I'm going to court right now.
Amandianeze. There was some Andioshi and the Yoruba. Amandianeze.
Call Don Kinsley. Call Isaiah and ask them who is Emeka Dike in Dublin, Ireland.
They told me, but they said you don't contribute not one penny to the struggle. Why is that?
I contribute. I have been giving them what I have.
No, because I am getting information as you're speaking. They said they are having problems with you because you don't contribute a penny. Why is that? Because of your doubt?
My director, listen. I came from Spain to this place and I told them my situation before I joined.
Okay.
You know, whoever is making that decision, you make the person's name clear. You know, ask this man from Urobo, who happens to be the PRO of Dublin, Mr. Believe. There are a lot of things. If they want to start sending such message, I will come on air here now and say things that they are doing that I don't like also. So we can sort it out once and for all.
No. But if there are things they are doing which you don't like, you say, you tell them, I am not contributing because of A,
No. Initially, I was not contributing because I was jobless. I came in.
Okay. It's understandable. It's simple. Now, if you don't have a job, you don't have a job.
Ask them if it is true or not. I came in. I attend every meeting. I became their secretary here. I attend every meeting and make sure that things are working accordingly. They knew that I wasn't working. So I shouldn't hide myself because I shouldn't go
out. No. You've explained it. Now I understand. If you don't have a job, it doesn't mean anything. I have been without jobs when I came to this country as well. It doesn't mean anything. If you can't contribute, you can't.
God bless you, my commander.
Please, go ahead. Go ahead.
Your days be long.
You same and yours too.
Anybody that tries to trample upon you, that person will see something that nobody have ever seen.
He said,
you are a man of honor.
Unimpeachable.
Can you impeach God?
It's impossible. I'm nothing at all. Tuku Abiyama is God. But one thing is very, very certain, my dear brother. One thing is certain now and forever. That this very effort, I will lead it. And Biafra will come under my watch. When it comes, I hand it over to you people. Anything you like, you can do with it. I will go back to Yogyakarta in a simple cabin, a bungalow, and I will do fishing. And that is it. And that is where I will remain. My job is to ensure that Biafra comes, and my contract with God is finished, with Chukwu Abiyama is over. That's what I said I was going to do. I didn't say I was going to run any country. Thank you very much for calling, my dear brother. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Turn your system down or else I disengage from you. The caller on the phone, if you can hear me, please proceed. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, hello. Director, is that me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Go ahead.
Okay, my name is Afam Johnson. I'm calling from Oslo in Norway.
Oslo is in Norway, where we have the evangelist himself, Lotachuku, doing a very splendid work. And because you're calling us from the Scandinavia, I must acknowledge the work that the family is also doing in Sweden, especially our people in Malmo. Our sister appeared in a newspaper in Sweden. Of course, they wrote in Swedish language. I don't know what it's saying there. But what they said about Radio Biafra is very good. What they said about this very gospel is good. And that means that if we are being published on mainstream media in Sweden... Please go ahead.
Yes, I'm the PRO, Indigenous People of Biafra in Oslo, Norway.
Thank you.
So I'm about to now announce our next meeting that will be coming up tomorrow. The time will be 4 o'clock, 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. Although it's not usual time, the time was different from the one that we used to attend before. So the meeting time tomorrow will be 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. So I'm urging all the indigenous people of Biafra that are living in Oslo, Norway, and outside Oslo to attend the meeting. So let's think about our country, Biafra, the way forward. Director, I'm trying to, I will contribute a little bit about what happened last time about the people that disappoint themselves, because they are, it's not the indigenous people of Biafra that they disappointed. You know, in a barrier, where they have a barrier, there are some people that used to come there. When they come, they will start crying. Crying even more than the people that have the barrier. Why they are crying is not because they feel the dead person or the barrier, but they're only trying to draw attention for people to see them, so that whenever they ask for food or drinks, they can get it as much quantity as they want, and then later they will just go home. So that's exactly what happened to some of our people. When they come to Radio Biafra, they will start advertising themselves or hoping to use our struggle for business. But I'm only trying to let them know that we are really in this struggle for the future of our children, not for business, not for anything that you can gain from, but for you to sacrifice your own life so that the next generation can live. So that's our mission, and that by the special grace of Chukwu Abiama, we will accomplish it. So that's my only contribution for now. And I want to let them know that no forgiveness in any of our dictionary or constitution of this our movement. There's no forgiveness. If there will be any that will be considered, that was the after when Biafra had been restored. Thank you, and keep on keeping up, as our dear engineer used to say. God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. This is Radio Biafra. People are calling us everywhere. Everywhere there are people. Engineer, I thought we had lost him, but he's back on the line again. The proper engineer, Uche is a sound engineer, which is a nickname. Uche is actually a law person. He read law. He's not practicing yet, but very soon he will. By the grace of Chukwu Abiama, no other. Engineer Anya, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I can hear you. I was struggling between my laptop and my iPad so that the voice cannot be coming back. And that means I know the law and I'm breaking the law. So while I was doing that, yes, you couldn't wait for me.
No problem. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening. Go ahead.
Okay, Director, thank you for giving me this opportunity. Biafrans, friends of Biafra and lovers of freedom, I welcome you to today's broadcast. Director, I have 3 points to make, if you allow me.
I will. Please, go ahead.
All right. The first one is an announcement I want to make, Director. On behalf of the Directorate of State of the Indigenous People of Biafra, I, Mazi Iruanya Clifford Chukwuemeka, from Arondi Onyemobi, also known as Umuchukwu in Biafra land, resident in Houston, Texas, wish to announce that Barrister Imam Mezu is one of us. I want to announce on behalf of the Directorate of State that Barrister Imam Mezu is a dedicated Biafran. He is dedicated to the restoration of Biafra in truth and honesty. And he was set up, but we know that the enemies have failed. Imam Mezu is a good man, he's a great man. He's a pure Biafran, and we are solidly behind him. I want every Biafran to know that Imam Mezu, Barrister Imam Mezu, is one of us, and we continue to be one of us. Now, Director, let me go into two aspects of the news that you read. Number one, I want to touch upon the issue of what they call the activities of the military on the civilian populace. I remember you read something like that, Director, right?
Yes. Now he said that they're not committing human rights abuses. You know, the man is very daft. They said they're not committing human rights abuses. I don't know what else it is that they're doing. You know, this is Jonathan. Jonathan is not cultured. They said he's a doctor, is it, or whatever, lecturer, university lecturer. I don't know what is wrong with the man. He cannot see. There's nothing wrong with him. If Jonathan can actually stand up and say, yes, these abuses are of concern to us, we're looking into it, that will make all these soldiers to stand up. But he said, no, it's nothing. It's not true. I don't know. These are monkeys in the zoo. Please go ahead.
Yes, so my point is, Director, I mean, when you say they are, you know, human rights abuses, on how many people are we talking about, Director? Do you remember what happened between 1966 and 1970? How many people were abused?
How about myself? How about me? When they arrested me, I said to the idiot, he took me to his office upstairs at Murtala Mohammed Airport. I said to him, can't you see what is written on your listing? To defend people, is it freedom and whatever? I said, what is wrong with freedom? If I'm talking about Biafra, whose business is it? They said, no, you broke the law. It is called high treason. Lekunanya Yoruba, treason. Please go ahead, engineer. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
So, so what does it mean that there are some lives that are more important than the other? You killed 3.5 million people, and went into churches, markets, hospitals, and sprayed bombs from above, and murdered people, and denied children of food, and women, and raped women, and struck the belly of pregnant women, and emptied their bowels, and smashed them. I mean, we are talking about people in millions. And the whole world is silent about it. And then Boko Haram is fighting their fellow Muslims over there, and they are talking about human rights abuse. I mean, this is injustice. It kind of pains my heart that they keep talking about human rights abuse for merely less than 100,000 people, if at all it's up to that. Whereas 3.5 million people were murdered in cold blood, and nobody is saying anything about it. Number two, Director, Second Niger Bridge. When Goodluck Jonathan was campaigning in 2011, he said he was going to build the Second Niger Bridge. And this is almost 4 years, or about 4 years, from when he campaigned. Now, is he saying that he has a magic wand, that something that he's going to perform within the next 4 years that he will be able to complete this Second Niger Bridge? I think, to me, Director, he is finding what you call an alibi. He's finding an excuse to actually go on exile. He is looking for an excuse to go on exile.
And do you blame him with billions in Namibia? How can you blame him? Billions in Namibia.
Yes, so that's my take on that. Those are the two areas I really want to touch upon. Director, I thank you for the good work, and I say may Chukwu Abiyama continue to bless you and bless the people of Biafra and bless Biafra's friends of Biafra and the lovers of freedom. Director, God bless you and God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much, and may Chukwu Abiyama bless you as well. People are calling us from everywhere. Please, we ask them, especially those of them on Skype, to remain where they are. It is far more easier for you to stay with us on Skype. Those of them on the phone is very, very expensive. I have a caller with a number beginning +46, which I presume is Sweden. Please, can you give us your name and where you are, the place where you are in Sweden? We know you are in Sweden, but the name of where you are will be very important. Please, your name and where you are.
Director, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
This is your brother, Agnobi, from Malmo, Sweden.
Yes, you are one of us. Go ahead.
Director, I need you because, as you know, if one finger is dirted, the whole finger is affected.
Of course.
Fumulaka lotama no jizundozal, I need you na Sweden. But at the same time, we are formidable. We are not relenting. My special greeting goes to my sister, Ifeoma Chinwoba, for the interview he gave to a national newspaper here in Sweden. He made me proud. When I remember somebody like her, I didn't come to love Mizai, Webali Yezu today, and all the saboteurs, Aimulonima and Biafra. Since over 1 week now, I am not happy the way things happen. Today we had our executive meeting, and I tip my own advice to Biafra in Sweden. Please don't be allowed for our enemy to use you to sabotage what we are doing. I'm still saying it on air. for even for those, you know, other Biafrans in any other country. Because Nnamdi, our director, is always saying it. I go. Most Biafrans. I don't see any reason if you are called to do Biafra, to restore your country, you will just sell out because of chicken change. I don't see any reason. I can't imagine that. And we were not going to forgive anybody who find wanting in our midst because we are not going to tolerate any darkness in our midst anymore. But it's a pity that people who started this struggle with a good faith will be allowed to be used. I hate second-hand story. I always like to go to the best dialect. You will not sit in your house, somebody in another country will give you information, which is wrong information, and you come out in and they agree in the whole, this is nation, this is not Igbo meeting. This struggle is Biafra is a nation. It's not Igbo meeting or Igbo organization. You cannot just come and decide for everybody on the whole world without even your own family here in Sweden. You didn't even consult them. And it's bringing shame to us. Please, let this kind of thing don't repeat itself in any form, in any, all the Biafrans worldwide who are listening. Because we are not going to tolerate anybody. Nnamdi Kanu is called to lead us to Biafra. If you don't like it, go and die. It's not easy for somebody in our history. There have not been any person who has come up openly speaking the truth. And it's because of his truth that bring to all of us all over the world, over eight countries, Biafran's family all over the world, gathering, having meetings, discussing how to restore their land. Now here in Sweden, Swedish government is aware of what we are doing, 100%. Huh? Hi. Because you are not going to be able to do it, especially in Igbo. I cannot imagine it. Sometimes I hate what I if it's not because of Biafra, I don't need to associate myself with some people. Because the way they listen and the way they react in a certain thing, I begin to wonder, nda abukondi Igbo mulofa. Huh? Please. Biko kanna yonu, bikonu. This time is not time for any gossip. Don't gossip to me, because if you gossip me, I will tell. I don't have time. My time is not even enough for me. And don't allow yourself to be used, because we will not forgive you. I can't live a free life here in Sweden. When I go to Nigeria to the zoo, I will dress like a mechanic to be able to secure my life. And you think that it's normal?
No, it's not. Huh? It's not.
And we are not going to leave anybody who tried to sabotage what we are doing. Even my mother, I will not forgive him. That is true. Because this insult is, do you know what I go through every day in my daily, where I work here in Sweden, in midst of millions of white people? Because I am a black, I'm a Biafran. And some people are sitting comfortable in their various home and feel that it's normal. Huh? There is nobody that we are going to tolerate in this. Anybody find wanting to be removed and even to be killed. It's not threatening. I don't give a damn whoever you be. Don't allow yourself to be used.
That is simple. If you have, I said this thing before, those who come to this struggle, coordinator, zonal coordinator, the ordinary member who come to this struggle for their personal interest, you people have to look for another place. You have to look for elsewhere. Because this struggle is not for any personal interest. This is a warning, because we are not going to tolerate it anymore.
Of course not. We will not tolerate it. And thank you.
If you have so much time to do gossip, go to the zoo, start killing the Boko Haram people, start killing Nigeria government. If you have so much time that you don't know what to use it for, than to start going to people's private life. I don't like that. Huh? Please.
And yes, of course. Yes, please. Conclude for us. Wrap up for us in 30 seconds if you can. Too many comments.
Yeah, please, director. I don't know what to say, but please, I am very sorry for everything. For the it's not even you, it's we that is behind the pains. But all the dear friends, wherever you are, please don't allow to be used. This is struggle. We have not get our country. And if you are be used, we'll find you one thing, we'll be removed. And if you try to stop what we are doing, we will kill you. I can live my life in prison. I will kill you and go to prison myself.
Of course, nobody is going to be killed. We want to suffocate them with reason. There is something about poverty which I don't like. There is a song my father bought when I was very young and I like. I don't know if anybody's from Boro listening. I think this particular song was played by either is not a normal traditional church, which case is not Catholic or Anglican. There is a particular choir from Mpuru. I think they are either Sabbath or something like that. There was a chorus they played. It sticks in my head. The intro to it says, "Do you know that poverty, there is a type of poverty you will suffer from that your brain becomes affected as a result of it. Thank heavens I never saw it. I started driving my father's car at the age of 15. Go and ask them, they will tell you. You know what we do at night when we leave school, coming college? I was in boarding school. I will leave it. We will come out with our friends. It's called, I will not tell you what it's called. And on one hand, we'll know. I will come home at night. My parents will be sleeping. We will push the car away and start it and go to parties and ask them. They will tell you. I started driving at the age of 15. A car at the age of 15. It's impossible. Poverty is a disease. Go and cure it. Go and cure your disease. Poverty is a disease, including some people who are in Europe and suffering, because if it is not poverty, there is no way any sensible being will try to sabotage what we are doing. You cannot do it. You cannot do it and survive it. You will not survive it. The reason why we don't want to harm anybody is because, as I said to people, I have not killed any Hausa Fulani man. Until that happens, then they will know that they're in one almighty mess. You will join our enemies and we kill you. That's all you can do. All of you can all little yappy, 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 radio, yappy, radio. You cannot do Biafra without talking about us. What does that tell you? We are an institution. We don't compromise. I have seen how other African countries got their freedom and their liberation. They're still poor. We are doing two things at the same time. I want to let people know this night. Why are we the way we are? It's because we don't want to build any other shambolic, useless African country. So we are doing two things at the same time. We are fighting for our freedom and also planting the seeds in the mind of our people how to build a country by thinking properly. So we are doing two things at the same time, which is not easy. Biafrans grapple with one thing, talk less of two at the same time. It is too confusing for them. But those of them that understand are with us. And we are growing in number every blessed day. We are doing two things at the same time without bringing
the very nonsensical mindset of an average Igbo meeting, designed to fail from the beginning. This is a mission ordained by Chukwu Abiama himself. You may not like it, but men are not God. Only Chukwu Abiama can remove me, not man. And my hands are clean. They know that. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. The one on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Please go ahead, very, very
one
briefly.
My name was Diala Oparanjoko, Onyamu Imo, Nali Kedru, Imo State.
Thank you very much.
I want to reflect on the incidents of a few days past. I want us to treat those renegades who want to sabotage the Biafra movement. We should treat them as those who have messed up the land and the land has swallowed them. We should bury them with the shame they deserve and we'll talk no more about them. As far as the Kai Kai president, you call him Good Luck, his name is Bad Luck. And his name is not a bere. He doesn't know what he stands for. Like our barrister said, let him go and contest for presidency and disgrace himself and be killed. We're not interested in him. Nobody.
We have lost him. We have lost him and we want him to please try and call us back. Please try and call us back. I don't know why we lost him. I cannot quite understand it. Do we have a caller on the line? Let us see who this caller is. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Please turn your system down or move away from the room. I can see you are calling us from either the zoo or Biafra land. And I'm please giving...
you from the zoo, sir, the heart of the zoo, Lagos. My name is Igwe Emmanuel.
Igwe Emmanuel, how are you listening? Yes, are you listening via online or through satellite? I want to know.
It's on satellite, sir, on satellite.
It's on satellite. Please go ahead.
Yes. Right, sir. Please, I just want to remind us of what happened during the time of Nehemiah in the Bible. That, you know, there are a lot of challenges. Sambalans and we just mentioned building Biafra and as well fighting for the freedom of Biafra. So what we should focus our mind on is not with the less to what the enemy are doing. Because the way they built those days, the wall of Jericho that was falling down, you know, the wall of Jerusalem, is in a very tactic manner and a careful way that they are building with one hand and at the same time watching against the enemy that are around the corner to fight them. So I see that there are many of those enemy at home, not even outside. Though there are a lot of them outside, but I have seen that from indication that there are a lot of enemies that are around us at home here that are doing all things possible to see that this Biafra does not stand. But God on our side will make it to be a reality in no distant time. Hello, sir.
We are listening. Go ahead. Go ahead. The whole world is listening.
Yes. So there's a kind of advice what I want to chip in this evening. And, you know, I've come across many people, even my wife as well in her office. She always, you know, preach the gospel to people. And in fact, I discovered that there are a lot of non-Biafra that are just bearing the bone name, just like I've said. Maybe they are given birth by the, you know, the Muslim in the north and all that. There is a mistake that they are there. And there are some that claim to be Biafra, but it is in their nature, they are not Biafra at all. So we should not focus much on these people, but focus on where we are going so that they will not distract us more. So that's just my take and my advice on this issue, sir.
Yes, thank you very much. And we accept it wholeheartedly without any reservation whatsoever. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
I can hear you loud and clear, Director. Confirm if you can hear me.
Yes, I can. Go ahead. Yes, if I can hear you, so is the whole world. Go ahead.
Okay, sir. Director, my name's Chiukunoso Onwumechili from Orumba North Local Government, Fuma, in Biafra land. Actually, I am calling from Spain as the PRO of Barcelona, of the indigenous people of Biafra in Barcelona. Actually, I have been calling since all these days, but my line have not been able to be picked. I was calling with
Sky. It's not been picked because you people are renegade. Do you know that Barcelona is suspended? Are you aware of that?
That was what I'm calling. I have been calling to actually know what transpired, that what happened. Because I read what was posted. I was shocked. As an executive and an insider that knows how everything, how we are planning everything here, and how we managed to make sure that Barcelona is kicking, I was shocked to see what was posted against the fans in Barcelona. So I have been calling so that I can be clarified on.
Did you attend any conference today? Did you people attend any conference today, which I cancelled that should not be attended? Did you attend any conference today?
We did not hold any conference today. When we are holding conference is tomorrow.
Did you hear that I said that that conference should not hold? Did you hear me say that here?
I didn't hear that through the day. What I saw the write-up that was posted, but actually, Director, that conference, I announced on the radio when the Catalan people were bringing the Catalonian flag to our embassy, that they want our flag to be, their flag to be flying side by side with our flag.
I said it should be cancelled. Don't you understand what's the direct instruction? That you think we are in an Igbo meeting here? You don't know what is a direct instruction. I want it cancelled. Why don't you understand that?
Director, we understand what I think, but we are looking to the implication of the damage it will cause.
Listen to me. You are not listening to what I'm telling you. That is the problem people have. I said there is none whatsoever to be heard. You people are not listening, do you? You don't listen. You think here meeting not Akara, meeting no Muaka. Only say both are now John. I said there is no conference. If Barcelona goes ahead to have a conference, all of you that are in Barcelona will be banned forever and ever from what you are doing. There will be no mercy because you are not following instructions.
Director, please, I
don't want to discuss the matter anymore. There is no conference in our embassy. There is no conference in our embassy. You people must learn discipline.
Director, I heard you very clear, but what I did not get clear is what cost for the cancellation.
You people, we are cavorting with the enemies of what we are doing, holding meetings with people that swore to bring down the struggle. An idiot said in front of me, this thing you have built, I will destroy it. And I told other people the same thing. Now they have commenced their action against us. And Barcelona is the place they found a fertile ground of gossipers extraordinaire. Grown-up men, I thought we are grown-up men, behaving like a bunch of recalcitrant crayfish dealers. Amazing stuff. Barcelona is suspended. There is no conference in Barcelona. Any of you opening our embassy tomorrow, the person with the key to the embassy, if you as much as if you're drunk and you open that embassy tomorrow, all of you that your names on the books will be suspended. Actions will be taken against you now and even when Biafra comes, so that in your next life you'll understand what is command and control. There is none. Give my regards to our friends in Catalonia. Tell them that the conference will not hold. That is final. Final.
Director, I heard you. I believe I heard you based on the instruction. But you said that we are discussing with the enemy. Which
have you heard what I told you? Omumechi, did you hear what I said? That there will be no conference tomorrow.
I heard you.
Simple. And that is the end of this very conversation. Let us see what happens after tomorrow. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue to do our work in truth and in honesty, because our people don't quite understand. So what they want? Oh, when are you starting? When are you starting phase 2? When are you starting phase 9? So we go to phase 2 when we give an order in the battlefield to shoot. You start asking me questions. Oh, I have one objection. You don't know what is discipline and command and control. You want to go to war. You don't know how to follow instructions, and you call yourself a man. There is no conference in Barcelona tomorrow. Hold a conference, all of you are down. Down. I am Anamba Abuanke Woke. Simple as that. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me? No, we cannot hear them. They are no longer there. I wish they could come back. We have a caller on the line on Skype. Can this person hear me?
Yeah, director, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. I hope you're not calling us from Barcelona because I'll cut this call. They are full of idiots who don't know the meaning of freedom fighting. They think freedom fighting is now you yap all over the place. Then you're the freedom fighter. Go ahead.
Hello, director. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Are you from Barcelona? So I can end this call.
No.
Go ahead.
I'm not.
Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, director.
Go ahead. Good evening.
Actually, I'm from Spain, but not from Barcelona.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm from Paris Basco, Biscaya, precisely. My name is Ikech Kuduro. I'm Biba representative on the day of opening ceremony of the Biafran Embassy. Director, please, and please again, if Barcelona, Biafrans in Barcelona, we bring problem for us, personally, we can handle them. We can handle them. All of them, we know them. They know us. We can handle them and face them squarely because they in Barcelona are bringing bad names to us in Spain, and it is very, very bad. Simple instruction, they will not take it. And now they want us, they want you to obey them, not for them to obey you. Like their friends and their colleagues, they should go to military and ask what is the meaning of mutiny. And anybody that committed mutiny,
executed on the spot. Executed on the spot, huh? Because I'm God fearing.
Listen to me, director. It has a death penalty. It has a death penalty. And because you give them a loophole, give them loose hand, that they don't. That is why anybody can just come up and think that he will just mess up with us. This is not the time for that. We will not tolerate it again. And director, please, biko kamio asino oge ekwegi tupugi na ewe mad na any position do ye ni yoro.
They will swear an oath, all of them. They will see, because next week now we start freedom fighting.
Director, he did too loose.
I agree.
Yes, all this you are cosro oko shebo shi ana amali elu ngure pote ana amali elu omo ai na ewe ga anyu mamri chefu odato. We Biafrans, we are cultured family. Or we because I be obodo yibo ebe wan na anu nishi woke. Woke gwezi mu yoku le hi ga me wan gbara ya gbara. Feel le no ge say ta baba lista up. Ye chekwa ka chira yo time erupe. And at any point in time, I decide to pick it up. E boss re adro. Oh, it's a push of vote to phone. Abare that I'm in your corner AP. I go and galore at that place. After many people near me prison. Many are in the jail, suffering for nothing. It is even better you do something before you go to jail than going to jail for doing nothing. This kind of cowards, we don't have to die with. If you don't, you know, our torment, Chineke Nambideli Gwema, honor for us. Chineke just will use, Chukwabiyama just will use, oye, mepera yege me mene mebe. Director, can you imagine, I know these people, I'm telling you before I give my name again.
These are cowards. These are bona fide cowards that cannot drive through a police checkpoint. And back home, they cannot drive through a police checkpoint. You have the temerity to attempt to stop what we are doing. You must be drunk and insane.
Please. I don't want to waste most of our time, because I know many people on the line.
Too many.
Let me leave it like this for now, director.
Please do. Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you. We are moving over to, of course, our lines are jam-packed. This is Radio Biafra. Is this some useless camcorder? People bring camcorder on with a microphone. They stand up, a guy bring your tomatoes, and he missed you, and he says, they come back. Oh, this is Biafra. Biafra, idiot is cooking with tomatoes and onions. Halfway, they will leave their seat and go and put tomatoes in the pot of soup. They are cooking. They come back and say, this is Biafra. We are broadcasting for Biafra. Oh, opa. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes. I hear you loud and clearly.
Please, what is your name and where are you calling this very fine radio station from?
My, My name is Humphrey Ebelechukwu Ekwonye. I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I'm calling from Dallas, Texas. Mwanomenyi is our national coordinator.
Yes.
And I'm from Bise.
Thank you.
Director, I heard yesterday you were mouthing it, Bise people. And,
somebody wrote to me.
They have over there.
I said I hate him, Bise. I said I don't. My cousins, my first cousins. My father's immediate younger sister is married to Mbise. We went there during the war. That's where we went to during the war. And they took care of us. We right. love them. We love them. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. That's what you remember, I had a declaration was in Mbise.
Of course. And we used to drink Iyala. You people, you don't have any river. At Mbise, you don't have river. The same place that cattle drink from is where you drink from. Iyala. They dig a hole in the ground. The water coagulates there. The water percolates. In fact, not percolation because that's correct. That means filtering down. The water, where the water gathers is where they... By the roadside, upcoming in Acha, Georgia, is incredible. But they
sorry,
dig it as well.
Point of information, Director. You didn't get to the side of Imo River. I'm from Mbise, the side that has Imo River.
That's Zomo 1-1, not Mbise okay. anymore. You are now in Zomo 1-1, no longer Mbise.
Yes, sir. My director.
Thank you.
I am calling. I'm not calling to thank you, but rather I am calling for you to help me extend Biafran greetings to Carol Monday. We wish her a quick recovery.
Yes.
And also thank your wife for us.
Thank
for
you.
Being able to cook that Owere soup for you.
Thank
so
you.
You'll be able to be doing all these things you do for your people.
Of course.
We'll tell them, we appreciate them very much.
Thank you.
And Karamonde, I need to get some more of our Twitter pointers, you know. Those they help me a whole lot. I haven't gotten some of them you know, in recent times because of our sickness. Director, one of the things I want to talk to you about is that it is not calling this radio station, giving support and all that. That's not how we're going to achieve our aim of restoring Biafra. What it is this. If you say you are a member, you're a Biafran, one of the things we need to be doing is evangelizing. Many of us are in a lot of Igbo forums on the internet, but I do not see anybody. You know, I do not see anybody evangelizing there. At least selling out Radio Biafra on the internet. By what I do in the Dallas Fort Worth area is this:
yes,
I copy, I paste the information from Radio Biafra, like the phone numbers, the websites where people can get to. I even taught them how to download TuneIn and download on Radio Biafra.
Yes.
So we need to be doing this more. It is not only one person should be doing this thing. Don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining. But what I'm trying to say is this. If you say you are committed to the cause, you should be doing something to prove that. So I don't see anyone else doing this in this area. I remember one day an individual called from Atlanta, and he was telling you on Radio Biafra that he just kind of stumbled into Radio Biafra information on the forum. That very day, I had just copied and pasted the previous post I had done. He apparently ran into it and made a call to Radio Biafra, and he was enlightened, you know, in our course. So we need more people to be doing that. If you are in forum A, you're able to copy, you're able to type something and tell people about our movement. So that a lot of Igbo people need to be informed and educated about what we're doing. There are some of them who are born in the zoo who don't know left and right, who don't know Jim from Jack. So we need to enlighten them about our movement. A lot of them have misinformation. A lot of them have been adulterated into the zoo in a lot of ways. So many lies have been told to them. So that's one thing I want to inform you about. And also, I am very proud to tell my fellow Biafrans that I have paid my defense fund. I have paid my dues up till November. So if you say you are for this movement, I need for you to pay your defense fund, pay your monthly dues. I paid mine up to November of 2014. I'm proud to announce that. And I need other people to follow suit. We need money to run the, you know, the organization. We need money, you know, to run Radio Biafra. We need money to do a lot of things. People on the ground, they have to be fed and all that, you know. So without going into details, Director, I am proud of you. You have lightened up a little bit. I know you were mad and pissed off about the saboteurs. I had talked to you, you know, about it. We're no longer dwelling on that. We're moving on. Radio Biafra is our kind of our PRO, Public Relations Office. So all these people we are evangelizing to, when they call into Radio Biafra, they need to be hearing the things you've been saying today. I am very proud of you for doing that. So I'm not going to hold the lines too long. I'll just call, you know, to give you this, to let you know about what we've been doing. And so that's why I called.
Thank you very much. Yeah, and you have done well. And you too. Thank you very much. I said that any day Americans will rise up, by which I mean Biafran Americans will rise up. We are closer to our mark. United States of America, Germany is game, set, and match. These two countries, if they come out the way they are, I know that Germany, oh my goodness me, the work that our brother Nzurumike is doing and the work that Fred Onyale started. I want to mention Fred Onyale so that people understand what is freedom fighting. This is the man, for those of you who don't know, the fact that we have the indigenous people of Biafra today worldwide is as a result of the suggestion brought about by Fred Onyale. I want people to listen very carefully to what is freedom fighting and freedom fighter. Fred Onyale made it possible for us to have IPOB worldwide. That is just a suggestion. He was the very first people to call Radio Biafra. He went on to start the Biafran family all over Germany. Fred Onyale in Munich. Fred Onyale was removed from his position. He never ever went on rampage. Till today, he supports what we are doing. They don't know I know what I'm doing. When the time comes, we know those to go to. Those that will remain intact and loyal without breaking the ranks. When the time comes, these positions we hold is temporal, is nothing. We know those to call upon. Other people, you were not born a coordinator. The day you are removed, you start shouting, "Oh, I have been removed, though. Oh, look at how they removed me." Who were you before? We made you what you are. If you don't know how to behave, go and look at Fred Onyale. That is how to behave as a freedom fighter. Because there is a name called Nkiruka. Today, you may be a PRO or you may be a coordinator and you're removed. Tomorrow, do you know what you're going to be? Depending on your conduct, that's what determines who you are and what position you're given. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Please, somebody call
yes,
me. Go ahead, please. Your name and where you are.
I can hear you.
Go ahead.
This is the voice of Jesus Christ.
Hey.
The voice you are hearing now is the voice of Jesus Christ. I am calling from Belgium.
So Jesus Christ is now in Belgium. Is Jesus Christ now in Belgium? I can hear you. I'm asking, you said you're calling from Belgium. Is Jesus Christ now in Belgium?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm also in the whole world.
I just wanted to know if Jesus is now in Belgium.
I am also everywhere in the world.
Okay. And where is your mother, Mary?
My name is Jesus Christ.
Where is your mom? Where is your mother, Mary? Where is Mary? Where is Mary, your mom, and Joseph, your father? Where are they?
You are asking me about my mother, father, and Joseph and Mary.
That's you say you
are in heaven.
Okay. Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. What I want to say is this. The message from the Lord God Almighty, Chukwuabiama is not my name.
So what, I am Jesus. Anybody who is praying with the Chukwu Abiyama who refuses to listen to this advice, if you want to pray any prayer, don't end it with name of my name, Jesus Christ.
Who should I end
because
it with?
Because my name attracts thunders, you know?
Yes.
My name attracts thunders to any idol. So it is not advisable for anybody who don't want to repent from calling to Chukwu Abiyama, to use my name, Jesus, to pray. It will attract thunder to that person. In this struggle, this is the struggle of the Hebrew God, the Hebrew Almighty God, want to rescue the Israelites out of Nigeria.
We are listening attentively.
Yeah. Don't use my name to pray when you are calling to Chukwu Abiyama, because Abiyama is an idol.
Abiyama is an idol in which village?
I said Abiyama is an idol.
Where? Where? In
Almighty
which village?
God, I rejected that name.
What is your name?
My name is Jesus, and my divine name is Chukwudumogu. Chukwudumogu, which means God fights with me.
Hey, Chineke. To your name be all the glory, Chukwu Abiyama. For people perish due to lack of knowledge. Chukwu Abiyama means the great God. Chiupu Abiyama. Come close to him, you know him. The same way you call him Elohim. The same way you call him Nisi. Hey, well, I don't know what to make of this. Our people are magnificent. And I love some of them. We have a Jesus Christ in Belgium. My Lord and my God, this is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I have spoken to Jesus.
Yeah, hello,
and he's in Belgium. Please go ahead.
Okay, it is okay. Obioma, secretary.
That is my principal private
Obioma.
Secretary. Please go ahead.
Obioma, calling from Sweden.
Oh God, I love
it. So, you know, it's always good when we have this kind of mixtures. It's like bringing circle. You know, you said it that all these people yapping, we just do it for 4 or 5 days and everything we can.
After four days, nothing dies down. We continue.
And now that Jesus Christ has called, so I think he called and brought peace to all this. Anyway, I'm just calling on behalf of all the Biafrans listening. The problem we've been having is just insubordination, as simple as that. Like a brother and a fellow that called from Barcelona, whom you gave a direct instructions to, and he was still like trying to question your rationale behind like saying stop the conference you guys want to have. These are just the thing. Then anyway, we should just be waiting and ready for the information we'll still be having or gossip from Barcelona. But thank God, at least this he did in the presence or in the hearing of the whole wide world listening. So when you give instruction or when people give direct instruction, please just simply obey the instruction and nothing more. But I just don't understand the reason why. Okay, even are they saying the Catalans are like bringing their flags? Are they bringing the flag to this person as a person or to a group of people? If some people are in the helm of affairs of our movement, why can't we just respect that opinion alone and grant them this respect? They said, you guys should not have this convention or some conference, and you are still like trying to find out. Are you guys, I just don't understand. So everybody have been talking, they've been saying, we should just give respect to whom respect is due. If it is authoritative, we should just obey it. At least it was authoritative for us to obey May 30th, and we did it conveniently. Nobody was like saying, why should we have May 30th? So why is it that now that direct information is given out, and you guys want to be questioning the rationale behind? I'm not talking about only Barcelona now. Some other people will still wake up tomorrow to still want to question the reason why you are even broadcasting in the evening. So anybody that don't just like the way this movement has been factioned and has been sanctioned, please just take a leave. The more we are there, the truth, the more we are, the merrier. But we wouldn't want anybody that would like be telling us something and dragging us back. We just want a way to be moving forward. And all those people, for example, on our Facebook page that kept on like just posting some irrelevancies, please, anyway, the wind is blowing and we won't just be tolerating a whole lot of things again. And for the sake of courtesy, this issue is being dealt with perfectly and professionally. No other person, I wouldn't want anybody calling again to not be telling us about what somebody in Sweden said or what somebody wherever said. The deed is done. They've said everything they want to say, and we are still moving on. So if those that don't like it, they are already opted out. And if anybody is still considering opting out, please kindly just take a bow and take a leave.
Simple.
Then we will know if it is only two or three people that remain. We know this thing is between two or three people. Please, anybody that still wants to call or those that are waiting to call, I'm just begging, let's move forward. Have you made your monthly contribution? Have you made all the necessary contributions? Are you evangelizing? Are you preaching Biafra? That is just the best thing we should be hearing now, not like just trying to say what a lady or the husband or whoever said, whatever they said. That is done. So we are just a moving train. Either you join the train or the train pushes you or the train leaves you. So please, I wouldn't want you to just appreciate anybody still discussing about all these people. They are history now. People came before them, they left, and people are still coming in. So it's as simple as that. Thank you very much, and I wish all Biafran a very happy weekend. While I'm reminding them, those that have not made their dues, they should just go and make their payments right away. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much, and thank you for calling. We have people everywhere. We have those of them on Skype. We want to go to Skype for a bit now, please. Starting with the one on radio, Biafra One. Can you hear me, the person on Skype?
Yes, director, I can hear you.
Thank you very much. And all the other people on Skype, remain where you are on all the three Skype lines. I will come to you one after the other. Please continue your name and where you are, please.
My name is Kenechukwu Okenechukwu. I'm calling from United Arab.
From United Dubai. Arab Emirates. Thank you very much. From Dubai, please go ahead.
Director, I want to comment on Barcelona people. Our people don't understand simple instruction. They command that the person you know as number one leading the struggle asks you there is no confluence holding. And you are still asking him question. You are still asking him question. Why all this rubbish is happening is because if we are in the battlefield now and the commander asks you, shoot, you say, no, commander, maybe this person look like a nice person. This person look like a good person. Let us question this person. Maybe this person is not calling arm. We're not supposed to shoot him. That is what is happening in Barcelona. He asked you for how many days now. He told there must not be any conflict hold in Barcelona. Whoever you are holding the conference with, whether they is the genuine Biafra or not, he have instructed that no conference must hold. Simple. And the people don't understand, and people don't hear. The problem with how so people call Igbo is that, number one, they don't have respect. Two, they like to act in their own. They like to act.
There is no discipline. That is why we lost the war. Apart from Onwuategbuogun and a few other commanders. Our people don't understand that you need discipline to be able to defeat an enemy that is as formidable as the zoo. They don't understand it. Every idiot can talk. I have an opinion. Oh, those of us say, Barcelona is shut down. Shut down. I will no longer take any calls from anybody calling from Barcelona until we finally get to the bottom of the problem and reshuffle the whole thing. Ndiara, and you know, man, you know, mad people. You want to tell us how to run this movement that we are running before you joined? You must be insane. Please go ahead.
So, please, all the genuine Biafran all over the world, the only people dilating this struggle, this situation of Biafra, is our commander-in-chief, Nnamdi Kanu. Whatever he said before he come out, he have listened and think it twice. If it is not easy, every man will enter there. But there is people who senior him before. There is people who were born before him. But he lose and start the struggle. They start Ledu Biafra, the other people went and start. We start Chukwu Abiama, then start. Whatever we do, they want to imitate us and do it. People should understand what is happening and what is going on. Not everybody is genuine Biafra. Some people is doing it because of others are doing it. Some people, okay, I'm telling one boy here about Biafra. What he asked me, if they restore Biafra now and they come and ask me that they were going to take my Anobimu, look at Igbo people. You are thinking
Igbo people are thinking, Jesus Christ.
You are thinking of Anobi. If they restore Biafra now, do you know that they're going to push you away? And see, look at their thinking. I'm not in this struggle because of my own good. I'm in this struggle because of the good of Biafran futures. People that are coming in next 20 years up. Not for me again. Even I will benefit, but that is the most important thing for me. I don't want my younger one that are coming to suffer this kind of hell and suffering.
At least when you travel, my dear brother, and tender Biafran passport, they will not call the fire brigade. They will not call the police and the army at the same time. I said, go and try it now. Go to airport and you're in the queue. Once you present the zoo passport, they say, please come this way. It will no longer happen to you if you're a Biafran. At least, that is one thing you will gain from it. Please go ahead.
Director, do you know here, if any other African country commit, any black commit crime here, they will say that it's Nigerian.
Of course now.
Because the name have been spoiled from head to toe. No one is good in Nigeria. But I'm not a Nigerian. I thank God I'm a Biafran. By the special grace of Chukwu Abiama, we are marching forward. And no enemy, no amount of gossip, no amount of hypocrites will stop us. Biafra must surely come and Biafra will stand. Anywhere I take, when Biafra come, they will respect me as they respect America. When they see my passport, they will tremble. So I pray God will protect you. God will guide you and keep you. In the name of Chukwu Abiama, I pray.
He say, God bless you. Thank you very, very much. We have somebody on Skype, I presume. I don't know. Can you hear me, the caller on Radio Biafra? My goodness me. Let us see. We have a caller on Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? No. They cannot hear me. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, Director, are you with me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Your name and where you are, please.
Thank you very much. Good evening. My name is Patrick Ejulu. I'm calling from Germany. Coordinator of Mannheim and Heidelberg in Germany.
Thank you very much. Please, you will give me only 2 minutes, too many calls to take if you can. Condense what you have to say into 2 minutes, please. Go ahead.
Yes, okay. My message this night goes in this way.
It wasn't me. I did not touch his line. The line went off. I wish him to please endeavor to call back from Mannheim. We have somebody also who has been waiting on the coordinator's line, Rapid Response 68. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Did you also hear Jesus from Belgium?
My goodness, Director. I said, since the Jesus has called, have just called Radio Biafra.
Biafra is about to come.
we are almost there. In fact, we are an inch to restoring our Biafra land.
Of course.
I say praise be to God for that, Director.
He say.
And I want to tell you, Director, really, what has been going on these days is, I'm just, you awoke me from death, Director, by playing that record, that clip. Seriously, Director, because I was half dead. I was my house were like, we were like mourning throughout the days when all these things were going through. So what happened was like, when you played the tape, I felt myself being alive again. And I say glory be to God, because it took me unaware. We had at the local church, I called the Barcelona people to come and join us to help us evangelize to the local people at the church. So they came in, and from then when I got home later in the day, I went to the Facebook and I saw what was going on about the, because they actually told me about the conference. So when I got home, I then went through the Facebook. And I also had your own, I saw your ultimatum where you said that we should not hold the conference. And later in the day, you gave it again in the broadcast. And I was like, what is going on? I had to call to confirm. And they said, yes, that's what they heard. And since then, actually, the pressure doubled up again. And up to this moment, I still see the sign, I still see the post on the Facebook saying that something will be holding tomorrow morning. The conference will still be holding tomorrow, until I had one of our PR.
What is going on? Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you, director.
Go ahead. Can you hear? Yes, it got off. Yes, go ahead. Yes.
Yeah, so actually what I'm trying to say in all this is that I am not part of whatever that they are doing over there in Catalonia. We are down here in Girona doing our thing, and we are all about Biafra, and we don't associate with what is going on in Catalonia.
Let me make this very clear. Everybody, right. Not tomorrow, next week, start begging, oh, we are one brother, forgive them. There will be no forgiveness for anybody involved in any conference tomorrow. They should try and see. God knows in heaven knows. They will live in Europe. They will die in Europe. They will be buried in Europe. For as long as I'm concerned, even if they die, their corpse will not come into Biafra land. It will never come in there. We are making it very, very clear now. Our enemies cannot be talking to people in Barcelona. Barcelona, all of a sudden, they think they have arrived. You think you have arrived. You can use the name of Biafra to go and cut a deal with anybody who comes around. He was mad. You are out of your mind. You are insane. There is no conference. There is no conference in Barcelona. They should try me
and see. I concur, sir. Everything you said is final, director. I'm actually calling to tell you that I am not part of it. I'm not part and parcel of it. I am not going there. I'm even trying to, honestly, I'm telling you right now, I don't want to boil up, I don't want to go beyond what I'm supposed to do. I'm telling you, director, I am not part of them.
Nonsensical people. We are behind you. We are following you. Not rubbish. Unatwashi, lying bastards. You cannot follow a simple instruction. Do you know why I canceled it? No, you don't. So you cancel it. Yeah, oh, it's for Biafra. I know throwing the flag. Flag back walk. Mad people. Insane people. You want to do freedom fighting. Have you gotten this far before? Have you done what we have? Has anyone done what we are doing now before? Raise the awareness all over the world. Has this thing, type of thing, has ever? Do you know the amount of commanders waiting for us on the ground to issue one instruction and the zoo will burn? Oh, you think we are joking? You think we are joking? We don't want to commence any action before time or prematurely. Any action we start, we sustain. When we opened Radio Biafra, we said it will not close down forever and ever. We sustained it. I don't go into anything that is unsustainable. We need to sustain it. You don't understand the meaning of freedom fighting, command and control. They tell you to move, you move. Stop, you stop. Are these people idiots or what? Go and join useless Ohaneze and do Ohaneze meeting with Catalan people. As for Biafra, our embassy stays shut. Open it tomorrow. You regret the day you were born. If you think you're stubborn, you have never done anything like us before. When I get home, I will deal with idiots at home. I deal with them comprehensively at home. In their next life, when they hear my name, they will beg their mother not to be born. They'll be still born. Mad people. This is Radio Biafra. We have callers everywhere. We have callers and we must continue. This work we are doing is amazing. We have a caller on the line, I believe on Radio Biafra 1. Can you hear me? Or on Radio Biafra, as the case may be. The caller on that line, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. There are too many people calling. Way, way, way too many people. Way too many people. And we want to take as much calls as possible. Even our lines are crashing at the weight of the calls. It is too much. Skype everywhere is crashing because the calls coming in are just simply too much. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Director, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Continue, continue.
Yeah. Good evening, my excellency. Here is Ikechukwu Simeon Omenka from Ezealakohu Mbise. And I'm calling from Germany.
Yes, please go ahead.
Director, we thank God for your life and the life of Biafrans. You said we should no longer greet you, that is good. So what I have this night is to remember you, what Carol Monde said. I've been trying to get you for the past 1 week. I'm not lucky enough. I now know why. So I am going to make this suggestion to you, Director. Our people are very, very trickish and very, very selfish. You see, two times we've heard it on this radio that everything about this women matter and all gossips about it should stop. But they will find a way to come in again and then start talking. This should stop. And my advice to you tonight is that you select somebody that should help you take the calls and screen the person going to talk. And if that person gives the reason why he's talking, then the call should go to you on air. And if it is a person that should meander and jump the obstacle, which we are good at, then that call should be stopped. Secondly, it is now time for us all that call ourselves indigenous people of Biafra to swear and take an oath that we shall serve Biafra in truthfulness and honesty, dead or alive. We should do it now.
How can we do it when people can't even obey a simple order? Close the office, no conference. And tomorrow they tell me, I have volunteered to serve in the army. You cannot follow an order in Catalonia. It is when we go to the battlefield that you follow an order in the era. You test them and they fall to pieces. You know, this thing that has just happened, it has just exposed some idiots in the struggle. Dear Lord God, have mercy. Please go ahead, my dear brother, and round up for me. Too many calls.
A madman said, rudeness, selfishness, and henceforth. These are three things that are worrying a black man. Always I ask him, why are you saying this? Then he will tell me, once upon a time, when Jesus was on the earth, Mbechineke no nele kraya sato, he called his multitude or kwande na kwari udu. He told them, say, achabri hodo, say, Multitude, multitude, ndị na-akwụdụ, ndị na-akwụdụ. Don't be rude, unu akwakwala, unu erekwala udu. Don't be selfish, unu erekwala azụ. From today henceforth, shidata ọkụkọ ọlụrụ ọgụ. You are like a broken bottle. Unu dị ka akalama kụworo dile. When water is poured through your neck, mgbe akụga nụ mmiri n'olu, it will gush out through your buttocks. Oshi n'otile woho. Akụga nụ mmiri otile, we nụ mmiri n'otile. If water is poured into your buttocks, it will gush out from your neck. It will gush, yeshi n'ọnụ woho. Now, where lies the matter? Anali ishi wokanu. So this is when I understood our people, director. And this says it all. Rudeness, selfishness. Remember what they said from today henceforth. So these three suggestions, director, is something we should think seriously. Swearing, and that is it, because our people could go at length and show their rudeness, their selfishness. That is what I want to say tonight. Thank you very much, and God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much, and that beats all these things you said now, is our lack of understanding of simple English language. People that interpret this thing for us or try to show us that they understand English language, you are basically misleading us, the same way you have Jonathan saying that Nigeria is a nation. People are listening. And Chinedum is also listening with his friends in Germany. He asked us a question. Please, Fred Onyali, stay where you are, and all the other people calling. The lines are jammed. Anyway, this is Radio Biafra. I expect that to be happening. I want to define what a nation state is, because heaven knows that even by the time I knew what a nation was, I didn't have to read it up. It's very simple. If you have intuition, it will come to you naturally. The people that share the same culture over every, let me give it to you. From United Nations Education, UNESCO, their definition of a nation. A nation, they went far, nation state, meaning even encompassing other people, is one where the great majority are conscious of a common identity and share the same culture or value system. You know, black African people are poor because they are not educated. You can see a black African man saying, oh, I'm a doctor. I studied this. I'm a philosopher. Bonkom. Bonkom. Their brains are empty. Empty. They go and plagiarize. You ask them to write something, they go and copy something written by somebody else. And they, when they speak, they talk as if they have swallowed a dictionary. They do not make any sense. If you want to understand the finest things about life, its rudiments, its definition, please try to educate yourself or you listen to Radio Biafra. Anywhere else is rubbish. A nation is the coalescing of a common language, culture over time. A nation is not just born overnight. Hey, this is a nation. Rubbish. People may point to America and the Declaration of Independence, but some of you do not know that the people that traveled to America and established that way of life had one common value system. They were all Protestants. They were so angry with what was happening in Europe, they decided they would not have any king. They were so upset that they don't even answer Anglican Church. They call them Episcopal or Baptist Church. They are so upset about traditional Europe that they swore that no Catholic will ever ascend to the throne. There is only one Catholic American president, and you know what they killed him? John F. Kennedy. And they said no more. If you like, you can try. There is no Catholic American president after, before J.F. Kennedy or after, because Americans don't want anything to do with Europe. Common value system. They believe in liberty. I mean, of course, it's debatable now, but they believe in liberty and in freedom. One common value system is what makes you a nation. That is why America can be regarded as a nation. You may have other people, you may have Arabs coming to do shopping on Fifth Avenue. That's understandable. If you want to build a very tiny mosque somewhere, that is true. But as you are the president of the USA, you will be sworn in with the Holy Bible. If you don't want to stay there, you piss off. Simple, very, very simple and direct. Education is free on Radio Biafra, but people are paying for it. They support us through PayPal, through direct donations. That is how we survive. People think it is easy. Then why have you not done it? If it's easy. This evening, some people in Germany now understand what it means to be a nation. What defines a nation is what is called an overarching value system. Value system is quite simply the way you see things. If you go to a Biafran, they will tell you, which means equality for all. What is good for the geese is good for the gander. That is why I said to the English, British people are very funny. If the British can sit down and study their common law and look at Biafra, it is the same thing. You know, the British will say in English language, what is good for the geese is also good for the gander. And we say, no way, the same thing. The same thing. The same value system of liberty, equality, fairness, and natural justice. That is who we are. But being in the zoo called Nigeria, we cannot exhibit all these very beautiful attributes that sets us apart from the other people that inhabit that very dark and backward continent called Africa. This is Radio Biafra. We are now going to the line, to the coordinator's line. We have somebody there of very great importance. I told him I have an assignment for him. And by the time he will start working for Oga Agbapuosun, he will run away and say, oh, I never knew this. Because these are the people that typify loyalty and what it means. Of course, he could have derailed before, but common sense prevailed. Fred Onyeali is on the line. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. You are the man that gave us the idea to start a political movement worldwide. Today, we are in over 88 countries. We are very, very powerful, believe you me. We have men willing to do things apart from the idiots in Barcelona. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, Director, in fact, you tackled me this night, but I want to confirm that I'm listening. And moreover, I'm still mourning. I'm mourning the behavior of Ikechukwu Eniagu and the behavior of Rita Nibogo and all those women, because I've never found a very good word to describe, looking backwards, how these people performed, how they backed us. In fact, as early as that 2012, myself and Ikechukwu Eniagu, we are almost the earliest people who were calling the radio. When I was made the coordinator of Germany, he was made the coordinator of Malaysia. I am surprised and very, very disappointed. But meanwhile, I'm still making my investigation to believe that what I heard or what I read, they came from Ikechukwu Eniagu. That means, I said in one of the things I wrote on my page that this is one of the wonders of the world. If Ikechukwu Eniagu and Rita Aniwogo can derail in this way, in fact, I don't know how to describe the life of a human being. All the same, no problem, we march forward. I will come up with my findings and make sure that we clear everything. Biafrans will go ahead. In Germany, we are very much okay. We are working very hard. And I always tell people, if you are removed and you get annoyed, are you in the struggle because of the office you are holding? There's a problem. The former coordinator of Cologne was removed, and from now he's not coming to meeting again. And I called him, is that why you are, because you are not the coordinator of Cologne again? That's why you refuse to come to meeting. You know? If you were me, what could have you been doing? You will run away and commit suicide. So we have to learn. We are in the Western world. Let us learn the good things and leave the bad things. By now, our people are supposed to have known that respect and following order and instruction is very important in the administration of a community or a nation.
but we are failing. I thank all Biafrans, and I pray that we must march forward. I thank the Biafrans in Germany, the great BIG. I respect you all. Keep on your good work, and God will lead us to our promised land.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you very much for that. The voice of Fred Onyali, who was the pioneer coordinator of Germany. As he said, at the same time, these other people were being promoted as well. And Fred Onyali was removed. He never kicked up any force. Because later he's going to serve his country. Because now he has proven that he is reliable. That's how you know men. That is how you know men from the boys. But the boys have exposed themselves. I will tell you what is wrong with our people. And I will address this perhaps for the very final time, so that it's very clear. All the nonsense that people write about, they know the answers to it. But it's out of wickedness and the pursuit of relevance that you tell people, you give them an order. I read about the exploits. You know, I've been studying Biafra for 19 years now. But of course, in the past 8 months, I've not been as voracious reader as I once was. I was studying the history of Biafra and what made Biafra very unique in terms of its ability to fight and why Britain decided to impose air, land and sea blockade against Biafra. They said it's because of the unique discipline of an average Biafran soldier. And that discipline even went down to the boys' company. 14, 15 years old. You know what they used to do when they catch our boys that were 14 years old in those days in boys' company? They'll give them cement to drink. The Hausa people will mix cement for them and give them to drink. And they will come and they will die. It did not stop other young ones from volunteering. Because some of them will be coming back trying to debrief or give their superior officers the experience at the camps to tell them the formation of the enemy army. And they will die. Other children will still rise up and carry out very dangerous missions. When I remember the class of 67 to 70, I said that this army was so disciplined. And you look at the nonsense that Owasuike tried to do and see the ill discipline. That is why you will abandon freedom fighting and go into kidnapping. That is the only reason why. Because you lack discipline. You lost focus. Your eyes were no longer on the big prize. That big prize is freedom for Biafra. Every day you remind yourself, we are here to get the freedom of our country. Every blessed day. And somebody has to issue the command. But these days we have people coming in for various... We are weeding them out. Wholesale clearance. The weak ones will be set aside. And the very dedicated ones will continue. As our brother is just messaging me, inboxing me, telling me that Chukwu Abiyama is working. When somebody can call from Belgium and say he is Jesus Christ, that Chukwu Abiyama is not his name. That the entity of darkness is in turmoil. The underworld, the entity of Lucifer is in turmoil. Because we got the trick. Mention Chukwu Abiyama and you will see Onagwonere. You will be seeing things happening before your eyes. That is the trick. You don't know that? In truth and honesty. That was revealed to me at the same place where every king of Israel prayed. Because when I went to the Temple of Solomon, I prayed on the Western Wall. Yes, that is true. I said I must go inside where in the Al-Aqaba, where they built their Al-Aqsa Mosque. On the left hand side is Al-Aqsa Mosque. At the Holy of Holies itself, where the ruins lay of the ancient columns of that very great, magnificent building. Do you know that the blocks that they used, the hewn stones that they used to build the Temple of Solomon is bigger than the ones used in the building of the pyramid in Egypt? Because I said to Chukwu Abiyama, I will not worship you in any house built with sand and water. I want a place built with stone. That is why I went there. I went inside. They said, oh, you're not Muslim. You cannot go in. I said, you must be drunk. I am going in. I've come to see this place. I must go in. I think the man looked at me. He was speaking his language to me. And I kept on speaking English. He said, okay, you can go in. I sat at exactly the same spot where everybody that wanted to know God stood to pray. And that was where I prayed. And I picked up the sand from that very place and came back. And Chukwu Abiyama said that his name is Chukwu Abiyama. You call upon my name, there is nothing that will not happen. Anything you ask for will be done. In other words, I went to the source to take authority. From the source itself. Most of you, not even most Israelis don't know the place. I know the exact spot where every crowned head, where everybody, all the high priests in the history of Israel stood to perform the most sacred ceremony ever known to mankind. If you don't know it, we do. You think we are joking? What do you know? What have you seen? Do you think it is easy to preach the gospel of the Most High God? Do you think that is easy? If not, why are others not preaching it? Any day you find an answer to that very question, that day you're a Biafran. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. Our work is unending. The truth is life. Many things can happen, but as long as you stand on the side of the truth, you must prevail. We have a caller on the phone. He's been waiting for a very long time. He is very, very resilient. Reminds me of Fred Onyali. Please go on. This is Radio Biafra. Not tomorrow, Fred Onyali. We hope that he understands that. Please go ahead. Your name and where you are, please.
Yes, Director. My name is Ifa Njigwagumika. I'm calling from Trondheim in Norway, the coordinator of Trondheim in Norway.
Are you part of this nonsense that is happening?
Director,
are you part of this nonsense that is happening, yes or no?
No.
Good, go ahead.
Director, there is no nonsense happening. There is no nonsense happening. Or whatever that happened is repositioning this struggle. And I don't have much to say, but everybody, we commend your work. Your work is very, very excellent. Sometimes we need to speak off air because wisdom is half, is given by half that made God to be great, to be the greatest. My reason of calling this night is to make it clear that your message, the message you are sending to Biafrans, have really gone far worldwide. And the world have heard about Biafra. There is no part of this world now that don't know about Biafra, because we all came out on the 30th of May, and since that time, you know, your voice has been on the air, spreading the news. But there is a proverb in Igbo language that says that onye nwadibie na agbara afa wuto akwokwa ka sa aye nyi ofu ogide naka. So our campaign have gone around the world that we need, like you said, that you'll be traveling. Director, I want to tell you one thing. We don't know when you travel, and we don't know when you come back. We don't want to know where you are in Biafran land. All we need is to hear your voice. All the Biafrans know is to hear your voice. This one that you'll be announcing, you are going next week, you are going next week, you are going tomorrow, we don't want it. Move when you are ready, you move. Don't tell us you are moving today or tomorrow. If you want this struggle to continue the way it is, and for us to realize the independent state of Biafra, you must be vigilant. Very, very vigilant. And when things happen, you are the boss. You really calm down. Really calm down very, very well. Have a good rethink before you approach issues. Don't approach issues very fast.
Example, that's why I ask you, are you one of them? For example, give me an example of what you mean by approaching issues fast. Do you know the thinking faculty I possess?
Yeah. That's
do you know how many times, hang on a second, do you know how fast I can process a particular information? Do you know that? Do you think our brain power is the same, you and I? I am never hasty. I am never, ever hasty. I want you to understand that. Everything I say, I have said this thing to you before. Has anybody come back before to say that this thing that this man said is a lie before, for nearly 3 years now? Have you heard of that before?
director.
Have you? I asked you a question.
No.
Have you heard anybody before say that? Before.
No. No.
Simple. Then you must trust my judgment. You must trust
director,
it.
Director. Exactly. Director. What I'm trying to say in effect is that, like the proverb I gave, we don't want to know when you travel. Make your way, plan your ways. And
am I a criminal? Am I a criminal? No. Do I steal? I must announce when I am going to wherever I'm going to. Because there is one saying. Hold on, let me finish. There is one saying where I come from. I have done nothing wrong. I want to rescue my people. I am not a criminal. I am not an armed robber. I am not a terrorist. I announce where I am going. Because I said this thing to you before, I am without fear before my enemies. No woman, no man, of course, born of a woman, can do anything to me. Only Chukwu Abiama can, not man. If you like, you try and see if you succeed. Okay. I have no fear. You must understand that. I am going home next week and I'll be home next week. Without fear before any idiot. Not now, not ever.
Okay, good, Director. We are with you. We are all saying the same thing, but all we are saying is that you are going home. Yes, we welcome that, and we want you as the boss to set this ball rolling in Nigeria. Yes, go and set the ball rolling, because without setting the ball rolling, I don't think that with what happened now, the ball need to be set rolling. Yes. It needs to be set rolling for people to know that, yes, the campaign for 3, 4, 5 years is now on ground. You have to, like you said, you are traveling next week. We all behind you. When you make statement, you say that you are a core Biafran. I'm one of the core Biafrans. One of the core, hardcore. You use that word, hardcore. You see, here in Norway, Evangelist Lotachukwu is doing great. He's not living here in Trondheim with me, but Lotachukwu is doing very great here in Norway to make sure that Norway is well packaged for this struggle. And because because yourself is putting more than we expected. So we now try to do the best we can here to make sure that your effort come to realization. So what I'm trying to say in effect is that next week, all eyes on you. Yes, all eyes on you, Director. Next week, we hear your voice from the zoo. From
Biafra land, from the capital, Enugu. Yeah. I will broadcast from there next week because Chukwu Abiama is God. I will broadcast from there.
Exactly. And broadcasting from there, yes, we all welcome it. And from there, We watch out and see what happened. Because your voice coming from Enugu next week will motivate even people that is sleeping to wake up. So about what happened, I have to still tell you that, Director, I appreciate you. Use your number 6 to bring whatever that happened, to bring it back.
You are not listening. I am not a compromiser. I have said it before. You need to listen to me very, very carefully. We need to build to defeat. Listen very carefully, please. This is not meeting Omonna. To defeat the combined might of the millions they have stolen from the zoo. To defeat a combination of Hausa, Fulani, Yoruba people. To defeat the conspiracy of the Christian world. To defeat that of the Arab world against us. We need to build a very disciplined army. We need to build a very, very highly disciplined movement, or else, because your enemies are too much, they will penetrate you. But if you build a very small band of army, I ask people to go and copy exactly how the State of Israel came into existence. Haganah and Egon. Very, very tight, very, very formidable. Very small, compact units, but extremely hard to infiltrate. The enemies of Israel can never ever infiltrate Mossad or Shin Bet. No matter, even CIA cannot come close. Instead, Israel can infiltrate CIA. How did they build that? Hardcore discipline. Hardcore, not nonsense. Hardcore discipline. If not, listen to your enemies. Yoruba, Hausa Fulani, the Arab world, the entire Islamic world. Some got in Britain marshalling out so-called Christians in this part of the world. All against you. Now, how do you survive in the face of this very incredible array of enemies? You need two things. The glory and divine protection of Chukwu Abiama. And discipline. You may not have all the weapons in the world, but you need tactical discipline to be able to prevail. And that is something we must have until we reduce our number to the hardcore 100. We will not march against our enemies. I need only 100 men. I did not say 1 million. 100. We will break the record of Gideon in the Bible. Chukwu Abiama said 100 men. So that when Biafra comes, they will not say this man did it. They will know that Chukwu Abiama is God. I don't. Remember this very, very carefully. We are in a command and control. You do as you are told. If you can't do it, you get out. Simple and short. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. You have listened to us. We must march on. Our work is relentless and unstoppable. We do not stop. If Chukwu Abiama is God, which we know he is, then Biafra will come. Biafra will come. Because he must remember the cries of our mothers when their stomach were being cut open. Chukwu Abiama will remember the children that starved. They were so hungry that their stomach had to bulge out. Chukwu Abiama will remember the suffering and the pain of our people. Although we were sinful, but we are still his children. The suffering was unbearable. Now that this very generation has risen to confront the same evil which their fathers fought against, he must enthuse us, he must renew us, he must fortify us with strength, with fearlessness, with abundance of energy, and with the weapons with which to do this very battle that is to come. Many will fall, that is true, but Biafra will emerge. To the glory of not man, but Chukwu Abiama, forever and ever. That is why to us, Biafra is not just about a country with good roads and good bridges and nice airports. That this Biafra we are talking about is indeed our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiama is God. Only Chukwu Abiama is God. He will guide, protect, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you that is genuine in this very struggle. Chukwu Abiama, I pray you take care of your children who are genuine. Because only you can see the hearts of men. For if our heart is clear, if you have seen our hearts and we are clean, Chukwu Abiama, you will not allow us to be put to shame. Because if we are put to shame, this name we proclaim on this very platform will be put to shame. But because shame cannot befall your name, because you are spotless, because our hearts and minds are clear before every of your creation, for that reason and reason alone, you will bless all of us. But more importantly, you will bless your own creation, which is this very Biafra. You are God. You will bless Biafra. From me here in London till tomorrow morning, I will anchor the program 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. Be prepared. It is simply good evening.
have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always rise.